KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Shasta College Theater Department is holding auditions for its fall production of A Midsummer Night's Dream on August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. The auditions will take place in the Shasta College Theater, Building 500. Auditions are open to both Shasta College students and community members. Prospective participants are encouraged to prepare a one-minute dramatic monologue. Performances for Midsummer Night's Dream, running from October 10th through 19th.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This could be an exception. Who knows?
Yeah, but, I mean, this could be the case where that is a situation. I mean, perhaps have you changed the filters in the HVAC system? Maybe that's a problem.
I do change that, but I don't know what type.
All right. Well, if you're changing it, it's not an electronic air cleaner. So there's better filters out there that do a better job of scrubbing the air. They're called electronic air cleaners. You could look at one by Trane, CleanFX. April Air makes them. They're very effective. It's an electronic air cleaner that scrubs kind of even the smallest virus-sized particles out of the air, and that could help to get rid of any of that residual odor. I mean, it sounds like you're kind of on your way to that since you seem to have done everything else. I mean, I would have recommended painting the subfloors when you had the carpet up, but to go back and do that, I don't know if that's going to make a huge difference, but it might. Ugh, I'm so sorry I don't have a more targeted answer, but you're doing all the right investigating. We're giving you all the same advice. So I would try to change out that air filter system. If you're up for a flooring project again, paint that subfloor. I don't know. Good luck, all right?
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
And Leslie, on some of the electronic air cleaners, like the April Air, for example, they have the elements which zap the air particles as they're going through.
Yeah.
But they still have a media of sorts, similar to a fiberglass filter, but it's usually a woven accordion style. So it's the combination of the two. Not all of them. Some of them are just electric. Some of them are combo. But
all right.
It's worth, you know, peeking your head in there and seeing if there is a media filter of sorts. Because if you don't know if it has one, you haven't changed it.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for joining us. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Are your sprinklers doing more watering on the driveway than your lawn? Coming up, we're going to share smart midsummer maintenance tips for your in-ground sprinkler system that'll help you save water, protect your lawn, and help you avoid wasting cash on your next water bill. That's all coming up on the Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax roof restoration treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch trench flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you are craving a summer-style update but don't want to commit long-term, try removable wallpaper. You guys have long known that I am a forever fan of wall coverings. Try it. You might love it too, guys. You know, it's perfect for adding a bold pop of color or pattern to an accent wall, inside bookshelves, or even the back of a closet or a pantry. Those peel-and-stick designs are easy to apply and just as easy to change when the seasons or your taste change as well. Instant upgrade, no mess. I love it. It's like a puzzle for your wall. All right, I'm getting off my wallpaper high horse. Jim, who's up next for the Money Pit?
All right, Leslie, heading over to Maryland, where we've got Dave on the line. He's dealing with some problems with a new roof. What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, we had a roof put on, and it's and I noticed as I'm looking at the second story for the lower part of the roof, I knew it had problems because it was leaking down there too. But the wood is all rotted out. The framework is, and they went and put new plywood on top of it, that rotten framework, and then put the new shingles on. And I told him, I said, no, don't do it. I said, that needs to be replaced. It needs to be totally redone. Oh, well, we don't do that for you. You have to get somebody else to do that.
So they expect you to take the new roof off now to replace that rotted wood that they covered already?
Exactly. I'm like, well, okay, so what's up with that? I didn't think that was possible to do that, but they just did it and they left. And I was like, wow, the whole roof. I mean, the rest of the roof, yeah, it looks great and everything, but I don't know if any of that wood up on the top of the roof was rotted or anything. I couldn't see it, but I saw on that bottom part, it was really bad.
I mean, can you get into the attic and look at the underside of the roof sheathing?
Yeah. The upper roof, it seems to be okay, because I actually tore out all the drywall and pulled out all the insulation so I could see that stuff. Looks to be okay.
All right, yeah. So the section below that had the rotted wood on it, they covered over. How big is that?
Probably about maybe 5 feet as far as from the house down to that part of the roof. Connected to the house, you know what I mean? And width-wise, it goes almost all the way across.
And what was on there before that? Was it like 1x6 or 1x8, like solid sheathing? Was it plywood? When you saw that it was rotted, what were you looking at?
The actual frame. Not the plywood that they put on top, but the actual frame itself was 2x4s.
Oh, the roof rafters.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here's what should have happened, okay? Well, I get that these guys might say, we don't do the structural repairs, and that's fair, but they did make the decision to go ahead and just cover it all up. What they should have done is said, okay, we're going to do as much as we can do, which is the upper roof and these other areas of your house, but this area here needs a structural repair. So we either do that for you at an additional cost, which also would have been fair, right?
Right.
Yeah, or they could say, we're going to stop the job right here, give you the chance to bring somebody else in. So they didn't do either of those things. I mean, they just blew through it, covered the old rotted wood with new wood, and so now you've kind of got a sandwich of rot up there. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that?
That part of the roof is hanging down, and that's where it's leaking out all the time, you know, down near the cellarway and everything, and it's a mess.
And it's sagging? I mean, does it look structurally unsound where they re-roofed it?
It's definitely structurally unsound, yeah. It's sagging.
Now they're what? They're chasing you? You didn't make a final payment or something? They're trying to chase you for money?
Yep, exactly.
Well, listen, I think you owe them part of the job, and what I would do is, I mean, I'd probably pay them because the rot's not their fault, right? They just didn't make it worse, but they certainly didn't fix it.
You know, the rest of it now they're trying to get us for, and I'm like, it wasn't done right.
Maybe you pay them. You kind of have to determine this on your own, but maybe you pay them 75% of the project because they really kind of screwed up the last part.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, then tell them to come take the roof off and leave it like it was, and then you can get it structurally fixed. So I think you're going to have to go ahead and hop on that. I mean, make sure you do it in writing. Tell them that it's not that you're not paying for it. You just have a dispute on the quality of the project. So they don't need to send you to collection and say that you're stiffing them for the job, because you're not. You didn't do the job you were paid to do. But I do believe that when this was discovered at that moment, they did have a responsibility to tell you what your options were. And this is not unusual for the guys. I mean, they're in this business, right? They open up roofs all the time and tear off roofs.
I always replace stuff like that. When I see it, I replace it.
Yeah, right. But when you open the stuff up and you find this, most roofing contracts that I see, they actually say in it, if we find structural work that has to be done or plywood that has to be replaced, that it has to be done at an additional price or fee, they didn't even give you that option. So I think this is on them. I think your complaint is entirely justified, and I think you owe them part of the money for the roof, but for the rest of it, I wouldn't pay them. And I would make sure it's very clear to them why you're not paying them, and it's not that you're stiffing them. You're not looking for a discount. The fact of the matter is that they've created now a bigger problem for you that would have been much easier and much simpler to repair had it been done at that time.
That's right, yeah. Well, I thank you for your concern. I thank you for your call back also.
Yeah, I mean, you're very welcome, Dave, and best of luck with the situation. I hope it all works out for you. Well, if you've got an in-ground sprinkler system, summer is prime time to make sure that it's running at its best. A few quick maintenance steps can help you save water, lower your utility bill, and keep your lawn looking green, not soggy or scorched. So first things first, you want to check for leaks and broken sprinkler heads. Even a small crack in a line or a damaged head can waste gallons of water in no time. So turn the system on, watch each zone in action, look for the heads that aren't popping up fully, ones that are spraying unevenly, or creating puddles around the yard. Next, you want to make sure that your sprinkler heads are aimed properly. If the water is hitting the driveway, the sidewalk, or the side of the house, you're wasting water and you're possibly damaging surfaces. You want to adjust those heads so that they're watering the grass and the plants, not concrete. It's also smart to check the timing and duration of your watering schedule. During the summer, the best time to water is early in the morning, ideally before 9 a.m. That's going to minimize evaporation and ensure that more water is actually reaching the roots. As far as how much, your lawn typically needs about an inch of water per week, so adjust that system accordingly. Now, don't forget about adding a rain sensor. A lot of modern systems simply have one, but if yours doesn't, it's just time for an upgrade. A rain sensor is going to pause that sprinkler schedule when nature has already done the job. That's going to save you water and save you money. Nothing makes me more annoyed than seeing somebody's sprinkler system going during like a pouring down rainstorm. I'm like, that just seems irresponsible. While you're at it, guys, check for any clogged nozzles or filters. Debris can very easily block that water flow and cause weak spray patterns. A quick clean can restore that full function. And here's a bonus tip. If you've made any changes to your landscaping, like a new flower bed or a shrub, you want to make sure that that sprinkler layout will still make sense. You may need to tweak the system slightly to accommodate that new growth or additional hardscaping. Taking an hour or so midsummer to tune up that sprinkler system can help your yard stay lush and healthy and ensure that you're not pouring money down the drain every time it runs. All right, I love those tips. Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's on the line next?
Now we got Frankie on the line, Leslie, with her countertop question. What's going on, Frankie?
I have in my kitchen is a countertop that I think is linoleum. I'm not sure what it is. But it's gray in color, and I would love to either change it out or do something different. Somebody told me I could apply another round of paint, and that way it would look better than it does.
You know, Frankie, there's actually a number of ways that you could do this project. First of all, you mentioned that the countertop might be linoleum. I mean, I doubt that. It certainly would be a weird choice because linoleum is definitely an old flooring product. It could be laminate. That's more likely. And if it is laminate, which it probably is, it's like a Formica or Laminart or Wilson Art. Those are pretty much the brands of those laminate materials. If that's the case, you can use some products from a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. Their website is deichcoatings.com, and they have two different products that are designed as countertop finishing kits, and they are awesome. Now, one's called Spreadstone, and the other is called Lux Rock, and the Lux Rock product is great. There's a ton of different options in them, and it looks like there's a lot of stone in them, and the Spreadstone kind of looks more like a solid. So the Lux Rock is kind of more of like a travertine, like speckly, where the Spreadstone is more of like a solid marble or something like that. Two different looks, but both super durable and both a project that you can do yourself. It could take about 3 days or so, depending on which product you choose, but the steps really are you kind of clean the top, you get to work, everything you need is in the kit. So why don't you check out the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit and the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. Both are available at deichcoatings.com. Again, that's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. It's a great way for you to restore your countertop without spending a whole lot of money.
And while you're at it, get a new cutting board so you don't have to use your countertop for that and be doing this project every year.
Yeah, and get a new cutting board, period. They get gross over time. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for being with us this hour. Do you want to upgrade your outdoor space without a pricey stonemason? Coming up, we'll talk with the folks from Ladera, a clever stackable stone system that makes it easy to build fire pits, garden beds, and more without cutting, mortaring, or breaking your back. That's next on the Money Pit.
Every year, millions of pounds of used clothing leave American closets and land in places like Guatemala, not as waste, but as economic lifelines. A new report shows that Guatemala's secondhand clothing economy is turning discarded fashion into jobs, resilience, and inclusive economic growth. Lisa Jepson, CEO of Garson & Shaw, explains more.
We wanted to shine the light on the environmental and economic benefit of the secondhand clothing trade. As the U.S. develops new rules on fashion waste, it's important that global reuse stays front and center. We need government support for better collections, as too too much clothing is still going to landfill. Global reuse must be valued for its role in building more inclusive, circular economies that includes creating accessible jobs. The U.S. supplies nearly all of Guatemala's secondhand clothing, which is a vital source of affordable clothing in a country where over half of the population lives in poverty. And we're seeing incredibly high levels of reuse from what is important. We need global policies that recognize clothing reuse as vital to livelihoods throughout the value chain.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
UltimateSalesMachine.com/book.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Well, we've
We've been talking a lot about how to create beautiful and functional outdoor spaces this summer, and one of the products really making waves is Ladera, the stackable stone system that makes projects like fire pits, raised beds, and seat walls faster and easier than ever. So joining us now is Christopher Clare, the National Sales Account Manager for Ladera, and Chris is here to walk us through how Ladera works, why it's different from traditional stone, and how it can help you create a stunning outdoor upgrade without cutting a single block. Chris, welcome to the Money Pit.
Glad to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Let's kind of start with the basics. What makes Ladera different from traditional stone products that homeowners might sort of be used to using or afraid to use?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's the closest thing we found to making a natural stone. Whenever we're making these concrete walls, I think the goal is to make it look as natural as possible. Historically, you've seen a lot of what we call split face walls or walls that have the exposed aggregate where when a wall is made and it's broken, you see the exposed aggregates and exposed rock in there, and it's a very rough surface. This wall is designed to look like a natural flagstone, and it's got a very smooth surface, looks like an appearance of dry stack stone. But the trick with this wall is it's all, you know, one unit, easy to put together. No caps needed for the top of the wall, no cuts needed. Any kind of rectilinear design you can build without making any type of cut at all. It's an easy product to use, and it's very durable.
Is it so unique looking because you have one size, but you have seven different face patterns, and then it sort of hides the joints? So how does this sort of help people achieve like a really custom high-end look?
Historically, in walls, you've seen these false joints. They're very shallow, and it looks fake. These false joints are very deep, and it gives it the illusion of being a mortarless dry stack wall. So it's just it's a unique design. You just don't see a lot of this in the marketplace, but it's a long trend with what's going on with from a natural stone wall. It just follows those trend lines of what's popular in the marketplace right now.
But we are adhering them together, correct?
Yeah. So when you're doing the fire pit and you're doing some small seat walls, the friction lock that you get from this wall itself is enough to hold it in place. But we always recommend whenever you can to use some of our paste stone block and paver adhesive. It just comes in a little 10.5 ounce tube. You squirt a little bead of it in between the layers, and it just adds for a little extra stability.
And I mean, because this is sort of a precast concrete product and we're using the adhesive, what kind of conditions can this stand up to? Freeze thaw, storm, snow?
All of the above, all of the above. These walls are about 25 pounds a piece. These wall blocks are about 25 pounds a piece, so they're not going to blow anywhere. It's a durable concrete. The color that's in it is an integral color, a pigment color that goes through the entire block. So if you do have any breakage or cracking or any of that kind of stuff, it's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. And then, like I said, these walls, if you add a little bit of adhesive, it's really going to lock it into place. They're not going anywhere.
And truly, the fire pit takes 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes? This can't be true.
Absolutely. If you're building on top of a concrete surface, for instance, we've actually done this in less than 2 minutes.
This is amazing. You guys are so talented at this. Regular homeowner, 5 minutes.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Easily 5 minutes if you've got a good flat surface already.
Oh, I love it.
It's very convenient, very easy. And by putting a fire pit, like a Ladera fire pit like that together, it acts as a central focal point where you can gather around with your family, you know, roast marshmallows, that sort of thing. Like, it's a really neat little kit.
All right, so what other type of projects do you find homeowners are using Ladera for? Are they getting super creative? Have you seen some afters in their outdoor spaces?
They are. Another unique feature about this block, too, is that it's finished not only on the face and the top of the wall block, but also on the sides. We've had homeowners for bed edging where you can stand the wall up upright. I've had people use it for columns. We've had people use it for seat walls, any type of raised garden beds, anything you want to do, like a surround or a raised bed.
User-friendly.
Yeah, very user-friendly.
This is fantastic, Chris. We are talking with Chris from Ladera and Pavestone about this wonderful dry stack stone that we can use to build a variety of projects. So if folks are ready to dive in, where should they go to learn more about it?
Absolutely. You can go to pavestone.com and take a look at product pages on there. We've got how-to videos, how to build fire pit kits, that sort of thing. We've got all the specs that you want to see on that wall. We've got some project estimators on there to help you figure out how much you need to complete your project. And you can also find this for sale on HomeDepot.com as well.
That's awesome. Christopher Clare, the National Sales Account Manager from Pavestone and Ladera, thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We can't thank you enough. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, when we return, are you tackling a home remodel? Well, you might be paying more than you think. We're going to tell you how recent tariffs on lumber, appliances, and fixtures could be adding thousands to your renovation budget and what smart homeowners can do to protect their bottom line. That is next on The Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it's not too late to get that summer garden going, you guys. Instead of just pots on the windowsill, you can create a vertical herb wall in your kitchen or on a sunny porch. You want to mount a few small wall planters, mason jars, or hanging pockets and fill them with basil, mint, rosemary, and thyme. It's living decor that looks great, smells fresh, and keeps your summer recipes stocked with homegrown flavor. I love that idea, and I love cooking, so this is a great way to do both at the same time. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones.
All right, now we're talking about Mother Nature here with some solar power. We've got Rick from Illinois on the line. How can we help out, Rick?
Well, I was just wondering if you folks had a good, reputable company that can install solar panels on the ground. I don't want them on my roof.
Wow, we want like a mini solar farm in your yard? Do you have room for that?
Yes, and on the north side, there's no neighbor trees that are going to create shade. I have enough room there. My lot is almost 250 40 feet long.
It's a good idea and concept here, Rick. I would definitely be wary sometimes with solar companies because there's a lot of kind of stretching of the truth sometimes when it comes to the real benefits or the savings here, because very often there's different ways that you can be paying for it. You can buy it outright, but a lot of people don't seem to do that. You can lease the solar panels, but then you're always going to have this payment that's due. You can lease them against what you're earning and still have the responsibility for the lease, you know, the balance of it. And then that becomes an issue of how do, you know, who does the maintenance? How does the maintenance get covered? And even more of a concern is when it's on the roof. If you're going to put it on the roof, you want to make sure you're putting it on a new roof. And that's a lot of things here. And, you know, it's a good time to think about, should I have solar panels or not? Do I need a roof or not? So for you wanting to do this on the ground, there could be some benefit of that. But I would be aware of what incentives are out there. Maybe some are offered by your state, your local and federal governments. We don't have specific answers for you on this, but I can tell you that, you know, you want to make sure you do a ton of research on the incentives. You want to make sure you're doing a ton of research on the companies and then see what's going to work best for you. It's not something I would rush into. I would really think about it carefully, deliberately, because it's a big project, you know, just the infrastructure to have this, the wiring, everything that has to go together. You want to make sure that it will cover the power for your home. Maybe eventually you'll resupply power to the grid. You'll earn some money on this, but I think it's a long road to kind of get there. So making sure that there are incentives up front and that it can and will work for you are good places to start.
And if you're purchasing a house that has a solar system, make sure your paperwork is reflected that those leases are paid off, that you're not responsible for buying a home with somebody else's old solar lease still in effect. You want to make sure you're clear on that because that could be a real surprise. So get it in writing.
All right. Good luck, Rick. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've been planning a renovation like a kitchen remodel, outdoor projects, or even just buying a new appliance, you may have noticed things getting more expensive. A big factor are those tariffs on imported materials and goods. Let's break it down. You've got rising material prices. So across the board, lumber, steel, aluminum, drywall, appliances, those prices have climbed thanks to the tariffs. Now, the National Association of Home Builders estimates that these added costs are tacking on about $10,900 to the cost of a new home, and that's no small chunk for homeowners or builders. Now, what's being affected? It's not just big lumber and steel. Tariffs are hitting product lines like cabinetry, lighting fixtures, smart home devices, flooring, even countertops, sometimes up to 25% hikes on some items. You're also seeing delays and supply hassles. A major headache for DIYers and pros is volatile supply chains. Some materials are being stockpiled, others are being delayed. That means longer project timelines, fluctuating prices. Those are all built-in surprises right there in your budget. So what can you do? First of all, think about sourcing locally. Domestic suppliers may sidestep some of those tariffs. You want to lock in quotes early. If you're planning a summer project, get estimates with specified prices. You also want to consider alternatives. For example, refinishing your existing cabinets instead of replacing them. And by shopping smart, you can look for used or refurbished appliances and keep an eye out for rebates or domestic certifications. Timing matters, guys, so if you've been delaying, acting now could help if inventory is still available, and you can avoid buying later at higher post-tariff peak prices. But for big-ticket items with long lead times, buying sooner rather than later could save you thousands. Just another thing to think about why stuff is more expensive. So let's help you get those projects done and on budget. Jim, who's up next?
Sherry in Tennessee is on the line with a question about her dryer, Leslie. What's going on with you, Sherry?
We have recently renovated our home, and we have noticed that with our dryer, they'll be dry, and sometimes I have just left them in there, and I have to refluff them to get the wrinkles out or something. But when I go back to them, if it's been overnight, they're pretty damp, and I didn't know if that was more of a dryer issue, or maybe it's the way we have it hooked up. It's in the laundry room, which is outside the kitchen, and is accessed through a vent just through the main, you know, the wall into the outside.
All right, so let me ask you this. Say you're running a load in the dryer, and the buzzer goes off saying, I'm done. When you open it up, are the clothes still damp? Are they dry? Do you think they're becoming damp when they sit overnight?
They become more damp overnight.
Well, if they become damp overnight, this sounds sort of like a condensation thing where you've got the dryer all warm and toasty from the clothes drying, and then cold air or exposed air conditioning or something is causing a condensation issue, which could make the clothes feel damp. Or it could be that you have high humidity in the area. Do you see condensation? Do you see any mold growth? Does the air feel humid or kind of thick, or is it only the dryer?
I've not really noticed it.
Is it a steam dryer? Do you have a water line that's hooked up to it? Is it a newer dryer with that steam setting?
No.
I mean, here's just some general advice about dehumidifying your basement, which could help. You want to make sure that outside, where the humidity sort of forms and makes its way into the house, you're dealing with those situations. So if you have gutters and they're clogged, you want to clean them out. You want to look at where the downspouts deposit the water. I mean, it really all starts when the soil around the house is super flat, and then you don't get any runoff, and the water kind of collects there and then gets, you know, sucked into the home through the foundation, and that's where you get the humidity in the basement space. And you could try a portable dehumidifier for a while and see if that has an effect. But even if you have that running, you know, stopping the moisture from forming at the outside is usually the best way to kind of get humid conditions inside the basement under control. I mean, there's a post on MoneyPit.com on the homepage about how to stop a basement from flooding that could help you with all of the moisture situations there. I mean, of course, the article that I'm recommending, you know, you don't have a basement that's flooding, but it definitely helps you with the moisture situation, getting that under control at home. I would definitely take a look at all of that and see if just containing the moisture and humidity in the basement space helps the dryer situation. If it doesn't, give us a call back because I'm so curious what's causing this. Okay, Sherry?
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEYPIT.
Do you want to boost your home's value and get the best bang for your buck? Well, sure you do. Coming up, we'll count down the top 5 home improvement projects with the best return on investment, so you'll know where to spend your money and where to save. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RUN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's really driving the coverage of the Jeffrey Epstein saga, and if you want to know what's really happening with illegal immigration, tune in to Liberty Nation Radio this week.
On
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Now it's time to see who's been emailing the team here for some advice. Jim, who's up first in our inbox?
Tony says that every year or two, he takes the time to remove the bottom element on his water heater and suck out the calcium deposits. He says, the first challenge I have, though, is to rig up a piece of copper to my shop vac and tape it to the heater to accomplish this. Is there a better tool out there for this task? P.S. I love your show. Well, thanks.
All right. Well, Tony, I think you're probably working too hard. That internal drain valve should be more than sufficient for getting rid of those calcium deposits from your water heater. And the only thing you're going to gain by removing that calcium is a little bit more efficiency, because the calcium, if it's laying across the bottom of the tank, can actually act as an insulator between the flame and the water, but it really has no effect on corrosion. Now, the valve in the water heater has threads on it, so you can just thread on a garden hose and run it somewhere where the water can run out and open that valve and just let it drain, and that'll do it. You don't have to give yourself any fancy tools or figure out a way to do this. We've got the technology, and it's designed to do just that. Now, if you've never drained the water heater, guys, don't do it. It's either do it all the time or just ignore it. I mean, I've never done mine. I'm at 23 years. Well, now I've got a new one. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. Probably won't. But, Tony, I think you're doing great here. I just think you don't have to do, you know, overkill. It's going to work itself out. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a big plumbing repair if one of those valves gets stuck open. All right? Good luck with all of your home improvements.
There's no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us hope for, but one way to take the edge off all that spending is to choose home improvements that can recoup their cost when it comes time to sell. Leslie has some tips on which improvements will bring the most value in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you are thinking about investing in your home, you might be wondering which projects actually pay off when it's time to sell. So let's count down the top five improvements with the best return on investment according to the latest data. Now, number five is a new garage door. And you might not think much about it, but replacing your garage door can recoup up to 90% of its cost. It boosts curb appeal and function, and buyers love seeing a fresh, low-maintenance upgrade. Number four came in with energy-efficient windows. New windows aren't just good for your utility bills. They are a big selling point. Replacing old drafty windows with energy-efficient models delivers an ROI of about 68 to 72%. Plus, it makes your home more comfortable year-round. Number three was a minor kitchen remodel. And notice I said minor. You don't need to gut the kitchen to get great returns. Simple upgrades like refaced cabinets, new countertops, updated appliances can net you a 75 to 80% return. Plus, the kitchen is still the heart of the home for buyers, so they're looking for a good-looking spot. Number two was stone veneer siding. Adding stone veneer to your home's exterior, like an accent wall or around an entryway, recoups about 90% of the cost. It's all about curb appeal and that wow factor when those buyers first pull up, so that's a big win. And along the same vein, number one was a new front door. Believe it or not, replacing your front door, especially with a steel or a fiberglass option, can give you a return of up to 100% or more. It's the first impression, it adds security, and it boosts energy efficiency. So if you're looking to invest in your home, start with these projects. They not only make your home look better, but they also put real money back in your pocket when it comes time to sell. All right, that's a wrap for this hour of The Money Pit. Covered a lot of ground today, from the backyard to the front door. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the replay on our podcast or check out the highlights at moneypit.com. And of course, we'll be back next time with more home improvement tips, design inspiration, and expert advice to help make your home the best it can be. Before summer slips away, it's the perfect time for a home energy checkup. Coming up next week, we'll share quick tips to seal leaks, service your HVAC, and get your home fall ready while saving money on your cooling bills. Thanks for spending your time with us. We'll see you next time on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone.
the home, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PAIR.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is dispatching federal law enforcement officers to the streets of Washington, D.C. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For at least the next week, there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement here in the nation's capital to combat crime. The White House says Washington, D.C. is an amazing city, but it has been plagued by violent crime for far too long. The beefed-up police presence comes as the president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running the city. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says it plans to take over Gaza City. While some are blasting the decision, many others are saying it's the right thing to do because Hamas is the aggressor.
They want more civilian casualties so that they can point a finger at Israel and say that Israel's bad. Israel is not the offending member in this endeavor. So Hamas attacked Israel October 7th, and they committed a 21st century genocide. And everything that's taking place in Gaza right now is a direct result of that.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden.
I believe that the Israeli government now is doing what they think their only option is to get their hostages back.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has rejected the idea of giving up land to end the war with Russia. The response Saturday follows the president's suggestion that a peace deal could involve some swapping of territories. Meanwhile, President Trump plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska next Friday, which is seen as a potential breakthrough in the ongoing war. A law enforcement official says that a Georgia man who opened fire Friday on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta had blamed the COVID-19 vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal. The 30-year-old shooter tried to get into the CDC's headquarters but was stopped by guards. He then went to a pharmacy across the street and opened fire. DeKalb County Police Officer David Rose was mortally wounded while responding. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Former chief of staff at the Environmental Protection Agency under President Trump is calling out what she believes is a hoax perpetrated by climate activists.
At the heart of this climate scam was selling out the U.S. economy to countries like China and India that have horrendous environmental records. And Sean O'Brien and the folks that he represents, really the workers at these industrial operations and these factories, they have struggled to compete for a long time for trade deals, but also for this growth of the left-wing climate agenda.
Mandy Gunasekera was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Jen Powell is now in the history books. She has become the first female umpire to work a regular season game in the major leagues. Powell has worked as the first base umpire for today's first game of a split doubleheader between the Atlanta Braves and Miami Marlins. Tomorrow, she'll be in the spotlight when she calls pitches behind the plate. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says President Trump is dedicated to increasing the U.S. naval fleet.
A big part of the BBB was a massive increase in shipbuilding budget and funds. And so between that and his executive order, which he signed in March, calling for a return to American dominance in shipbuilding for the Navy, for the Coast Guard, but also commercial shipbuilding. So he's really put an effort into it. He understands how important it is, and I think we're going to have a renaissance in American shipbuilding.
O'Brien was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A major tourist attraction in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains will be demolished later this month. The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. It collapsed on one end and buckled in several other sections. The town says two engineering firms concluded the bridge was beyond repair. The bridge was created in 2013, will be demolished beginning August 18th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Thank you. This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as Dr. Paul DeNuca, Reading City Councilman, will join us to talk about this lift fee that impacts on our older people and those with disabilities. Also joining us, Patty Smiley, world-known author. We're going to talk to her about how she became an author. And then at 8 o'clock, Shasta College with the latest on what's happening on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera by Pavestone and Roof Max Roof Restoration. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, joined by the smartest Jim McKenzie. I mean,
I'm assuming you're the smartest of all the Jim Kenzies in the land.
Well, there are a couple of us out there, and if I can even be in the top 10, I'd be flattered, Leslie. Thank you so much.
You're the smartest in my book, my friend.
You're the smartest Leslie Segretti I know.
Oh, I love it. Well, you guys, the endless summer of heat and humidity continues, so how's everybody holding up? You guys doing okay? Your house is doing well. You're staying cool. I personally cannot wait for the signs that a crisp fall is on the way. So let's get to it. Maybe talking about non-summery things can, you know, help me feel good. We've got a great show for you guys this hour. Coming up, are your sprinklers doing more watering for the driveway than maybe your lawn? We're going to share smart midsummer maintenance tips for your in-ground sprinkler system that are going to help you save water, protect the lawn, and help you avoid wasting cash on your next water bill. And if you've been dreaming about upgrading your outdoor space, whether it's a cozy fire pit, a raised garden bed, or even elegant seawalls, there's a product that can help you get it done without the hassle of traditional stonework, and it's called Ladera. It's a clever stackable stone system that's fast, stable, easy to install, no cutting, no mortar, no special skills required. Christopher Clare is joining us later this hour to talk about that. And are you tackling a home remodeling project? Well, you might be paying more than you think. Coming up, how recent tariffs on lumber, appliances, and fixtures could add thousands to your renovation budget, and what smart homeowners can do to protect their bottom line. A lot of good stuff coming up this hour, so give us a call so we can lend you a hand with your home improvement projects at 888-MONEY-PET. Jim, who's up first?
First up, Leslie, we have Joseph with an electrical problem. What's going on at your money pit, Joseph?
I've got an older house that was built in the 1940s, and my daughter's nursery, the overhead fan and lights work, but none of the sockets in the room function, and I have no breakers that have tripped.
I mean, somewhere there has to be a socket that's disconnected. Are you sure the sockets aren't connected to a light switch?
I am 99% positive.
All right, well, 99% positive means that there's 1% doubt, right? Right? Especially with an older house, you're going to find that the outlets are a lot of times operated by a switch. I remember when we moved into our home built in the early 20s, we'd be like, why doesn't anything work? And sure enough, bloop, hit a switch, everything kind of comes on. Now, that was normal for that time period, not necessarily normal for a home today. So I would say, since the house is of an age, you know, I'm going to say that it's very mature. It's from the 40s. Let's not call it an old house. It's just a mature house. You might want to bring in an electrician to kind of make sure that everything is wired correctly, wired safely, has the proper safety measures. You want to make sure you have outlets with GFCIs, the ground fault circuit interrupters built into them, especially in a bathroom or near a water source like a sink in the kitchen. You want to make sure that everything is wired correctly to your panel, that you have enough amperage per areas that you might be using more of. I mean, it would be sort of like having an electrician come in and just do like a checkup and letting you know that everything is functioning correctly or not, and fixing what they can to sort of make things function to today's standard, what they can do without completely rewiring the house. And in an instance, if they may have to rewire something in a room so that those outlets function standalone, or at least now they're showing you these outlets are to this switch, et cetera. But I think it's definitely worth it to bring in a pro to sort of give you an electrical checkup and make sure that everything's groovy at home.
And I will definitely be calling in an electrician.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Courtney in Texas has a stinky question about her money pit. What's going on, Courtney?
It's not an old house. We've just lived here just under a year, and the previous owner was a cigarette smoker, and so pretty much everything smelled like cigarette. So,
oh, yeah, smoky houses are gross.
Done a lot of work on it, but I'm wondering if I need to just replace or clean out the ventilation system. That's one thing I haven't done yet.
All right, well, let's talk about this. So are we talking about every room in the house here, or is it just one kind of space in particular that's stinky?
It was every room in the house.
All right, is there carpeting in the house? Has it been replaced?
It's been replaced.
And when you replaced the carpet, what was underneath? Hardwood floors or just plywood underneath?
It was plywood.
All right, well, did you paint the plywood? Did they paint them with a sealer?
No.
All right, so one of the things we generally recommend in a cigarette smoky house is because it gets into everything, and unfortunately, it also gets into the underlayment to the carpeting. And when you take off the carpeting and you have that plywood down there, the first step should be to seal that flooring, so you're kind of using like a primer, a sealer that will keep that smoky smell into that plywood itself and then not come back up through the new carpet, because the carpet isn't going to stop that. So that's generally the first step to what to do. I mean, the other thing is think about any other soft materials in the home, blinds, drapes, anything of that nature that was there from the previous owner, get rid of.
We've done that. We've done all the light fixtures, all the outlet, all the cabinets have been redone.
I mean, you've done everything. What about the walls? Has the house been repainted on the interior and primed and then painted?
I did prime the walls, yeah.
Ugh. What about a drop ceiling? I mean, that's another porous material.
Is cleaning out the HVAC system?
I mean, generally, I don't say clean the ducts unless you're doing a ton of remodeling and dust and whatnot gets in there.
This could be an exception. Who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, this could be the case where that is a situation. I mean, perhaps have you changed the filters in the HVAC system? Maybe that's a problem.
I do change that, but I don't know what type.
All right. Well, if you're changing it, it's not an electronic air cleaner. So there's better filters out there that do a better job of scrubbing the air. They're called electronic air cleaners. You could look at one by Trane, CleanFX, April Air makes them. They're very effective. It's an electronic air cleaner that scrubs kind of even the smallest virus-sized particles out of the air. And that could help to get rid of any of that residual odor. I mean, it sounds like you're kind of on your way to that since you seem to have done everything else. I mean, I would have recommended painting the subfloors when you had the carpet up, but to go back and do that, I don't know if that's going to make a huge difference, but it might. Ugh, I'm so sorry. I don't have a more targeted answer, but you're doing all the right investigating. We're giving you all the same advice. So I would try to change out that air filter system. If you're up for a flooring project again, paint that subfloor. I don't know. Good luck, all right?
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
And Leslie, on some of the electronic air cleaners, like the April Air, for example, they have the elements which zap the air particles as they're going through.
Yeah.
But they still have a media of sorts, similar to a fiberglass filter, but it's usually a woven accordion style. So it's the combination of the two. Not all of them. Some of them are just electric. Some of them are combo. But
all right,
it's worth, you know, peeking your head in there and seeing if there is a media filter of sorts. Because if you don't know if it has one, you haven't changed it.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for joining us. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Are your sprinklers doing more watering on the driveway than your lawn? Coming up, we're going to share smart midsummer maintenance tips for your in-ground sprinkler system that'll help you save water, protect your lawn, and help you avoid wasting cash on your next water bill. That's all coming up on the Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The Fluidmaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself.
QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you are craving a summer-style update but don't want to commit long-term, try removable wallpaper. You guys have long known that I am a forever fan of wall coverings. Try it. You might love it too, guys. You know, it's perfect for adding a bold pop of color or pattern to an accent wall, inside bookshelves, or even the back of a closet or a pantry. Those peel-and-stick designs are easy to apply and just as easy to change when the seasons or your taste change as well. Instant upgrade, no mess. I love it. It's like a puzzle for your wall. All right, I'm getting off my wallpaper high horse. Jim, who's up next for the Money Pit?
All right, Leslie, heading over to Maryland, where we've got Dave on the line. He's dealing with some problems with a new roof. What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, we had a roof put on, and it's and I noticed as I'm looking at the second story for the lower part of the roof, I knew it had problems because it was leaking down there too. But the wood is all rotted out. The framework is, and they went and put new plywood on top of that rotten framework, and then put the new shingles on. And I told him, I said, no, don't do it. I said, that needs to be replaced. It needs to be totally redone. Oh, well, we don't do that for you. You have to get somebody else to do that.
So they expect you to take the new roof off now to replace that rotted wood that they covered already?
Exactly. I'm like, well, okay, so what's up with that? I didn't think that was possible to do that, but they just did it and they left. And I was like, wow. The whole roof, the rest of the roof, yeah, it looks great and everything, but I don't know if any of that wood up on the top of the roof was rotted or anything. I couldn't see it, but I saw on that bottom part it was really bad.
I mean, can you get into the attic and look at the underside of the roof sheathing?
Yeah. The upper roof, it seems to be okay because I actually tore out all the drywall and pulled out all the insulation so I could see that stuff. Looks to be okay.
All right, yeah. So the section below that had the rotted wood on it, they covered over. How big is that?
Probably about maybe 5 feet as far as from the house down to that part of the roof connected to the house, you know what I mean? And width-wise, it goes almost all the way across.
And what was on there before that? Was it like 1x6 or 1x8, like solid sheathing? Was it plywood? When you saw that it was rotted, what were you looking at?
The actual frame, not the plywood that they put on top, but the actual frame itself was 2x4s.
Oh, the roof rafters.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay. All right, so here's what should have happened, okay? Well, I get that these guys might say, we don't do the structural repairs, and that's fair, but they did make the decision to go ahead and just cover it all up. What they should have done is said, okay, we're going to do as much as we can do, which is the upper roof and these other areas of your house, but this area here needs a structural repair. So we either do that for you at an additional cost, which also would have been fair, right?
Right.
Yeah, or they could say, we're going to stop the job right here, give you the chance to bring somebody else in. So they didn't do either of those things. I mean, they just blew through it, covered the old rotted wood with new wood, and so now you've kind of got a sandwich of rot up there. And, who knows what's going to happen with that?
That part of the roof is hanging down, and that's where it's leaking out all the time, down near the cellarway and everything, and it's a mess.
And it's sagging? I mean, does it look structurally unsound where they re-roofed it?
It's definitely structurally unsound, yeah. It's sagging.
Now they're chasing you? You didn't make a final payment or something? They're trying to chase you for money?
Yep, exactly.
Well, listen, I think you owe them part of the job. And what I would do is, I mean, I'd probably pay them because the rot's not their fault, right? They just didn't make it worse, but they certainly didn't fix it.
You know, the rest of it now they're trying to get us for, and I'm like, it wasn't done right.
Maybe you pay them. You kind of have to determine this on your own, but maybe you pay them 75% of the project because they really kind of screwed up the last part.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, then tell them to come take the roof off and leave it like it was, and then you can get it structurally fixed. So I think you're going to have to go ahead and hop on that. I mean, make sure you do it in writing. Tell them that it's not that you're not paying for it. You just have a dispute on the quality of the project. So they don't need to send you to collection and say that you're stiffing them for the job because you're not. You didn't do the job you were paid to do. But I do believe that when this was discovered at that moment, they did have a responsibility to tell you what your options were. And this is not unusual for the guys. I mean, they're in this business, right? They open up roofs all the time and tear off roofs.
I always replace stuff like that. When I see it, I replace it.
Yeah, right. But when you open the stuff up and you find this, most roofing contracts that I see, they actually say in it, if we find structural work that has to be done or plywood that has to be replaced, that it has to be done at an additional price or fee, they didn't even give you that option. So I think this is on them. I think your complaint is entirely justified, and I think you owe them part of the money for the roof, but for the rest of it, I wouldn't pay them. And I would make sure it's very clear to them why you're not paying them, and it's not that you're stiffing them. You're not looking for a discount. The fact of the matter is that they've created now a bigger problem for you that would have been much easier and much simpler to repair had it been done at that time.
That's right, yeah. Well, I thank you for your concern. I thank you for your call back also.
Yeah, I mean, you're very welcome, Dave, and best of luck with the situation.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ideally before 9 a.m. That's going to minimize evaporation and ensure that more water is actually reaching the roots. As far as how much, your lawn typically needs about an inch of water per week, so adjust that system accordingly. Now, don't forget about adding a rain sensor. A lot of modern systems simply have one, but if yours doesn't, it's just time for an upgrade. A rain sensor is going to pause that sprinkler schedule when nature has already done the job. That's going to save you water and save you money. Nothing makes me more annoyed than seeing somebody's sprinkler system going during like a pouring down rainstorm. I'm like, that just seems irresponsible. While you're at it, guys, check for any clogged nozzles or filters. Debris can very easily block that water flow and cause weak spray patterns. A quick clean can restore that full function. And here's a bonus tip. If you've made any changes to your landscaping, like a new flower bed or a shrub, you want to make sure that that sprinkler layout will still make sense. You may need to tweak the system slightly to accommodate that new growth or additional hardscaping. Taking an hour or so midsummer to tune up that sprinkler system can help your yard stay lush and healthy and ensure that you're not pouring money down the drain every time it runs. All right, I love those tips. Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's on the line next?
Now we got Frankie on the line, Leslie, with her countertop question. What's going on, Frankie?
I have in my kitchen is a countertop that I think is linoleum. I'm not sure what it is, but it's gray in color, and I would love to either change it out or do something different. Somebody told me I could apply another round of paint, and that way it would look better than it does.
You know, Frankie, there's actually a number of ways that you could do this project. First of all, you mentioned that the countertop might be linoleum. I mean, I doubt that. It certainly would be a weird choice because linoleum is definitely an old flooring product. It could be laminate. That's more likely. And if it is laminate, which it probably is, it's like a Formica or Laminart or Wilson Art. Those are pretty much the brands of those laminate materials. If that's the case, you can use some products from a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. Their website is deichcoatings.com, and they have two different products that are designed as countertop finishing kits, and they are awesome. Now, one's called Spreadstone, and the other is called Lux Rock, and the Lux Rock product is great. There's a ton of different options in them, and it looks like there's a lot of stone in them, and the Spreadstone kind of looks more like a solid. So the Lux Rock is kind of more of like a travertine, like speckly, where the Spreadstone is more of like a solid marble or something like that. Two different looks, but both super durable and both a project that you can do yourself. It could take about 3 days or so, depending on which product you choose, but the steps really are you kind of clean the top, you get to work, everything you need is in the kit. So why don't you check out the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit and the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. Both are available at deichcoatings.com. Again, that's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. It's a great way for you to restore your countertop without spending a whole lot of money.
And while you're at it, get a new cutting board so you don't have to use your countertop for that and be doing this project every year.
Yeah, and get a new cutting board, period. They get gross over time. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for being with us this hour. Do you want to upgrade your outdoor space without a pricey stonemason? Coming up, we'll talk with the folks from Ladera, a clever stackable stone system that makes it easy to build fire pits, garden beds, and more without cutting, mortaring, or breaking your back. That's next on the Money Pit.
Every year, millions of pounds of used clothing leave American closets and land in places like Guatemala, not as waste, but as economic lifelines. A new report shows that Guatemala's secondhand clothing economy is turning discarded fashion into jobs, resilience, and inclusive economic growth. Lisa Jepson, CEO of Garson & Shaw, explains more.
We wanted to shine the light on the environmental and economic benefit of the secondhand clothing trade. As the U.S. develops new rules on fashion waste, it's important that global reuse stays front and center. We need government support for better collections as too much clothing is still going to landfill. Global reuse must be valued for its role in building more inclusive, circular economies that includes creating accessible jobs. The U.S. supplies nearly all of Guatemala's secondhand clothing, which is a vital source of affordable clothing in a country where over half of the population lives in poverty. And we're seeing incredibly high levels of reuse from what is important. We need global policies that recognize clothing reuse as vital to livelihoods throughout the value chain.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
We've been talking a lot about how to create beautiful and functional outdoor spaces this summer, and one of the products really making waves is Ladera, the stackable stone system that makes projects like fire pits, raised beds, and seat walls faster and easier than ever. So joining us now is Christopher Clare, the National Sales Account Manager for Ladera, and Chris is here to walk us through how Ladera works, why it's different from traditional stone, and how it can help you create a stunning outdoor upgrade without cutting a single block. Chris, welcome to the Money Pit.
Glad to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Let's kind of start with the basics. What makes Ladera different from traditional stone products that homeowners might sort of be used to using or afraid to use?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's the closest thing we found to making a natural stone. Whenever we're making these concrete walls, I think the goal is to make it look as natural as possible. Historically, you've seen a lot of what we call split face walls or walls that have the exposed aggregate where when a wall is made and it's broken, you see the exposed aggregates and exposed rock in there, and it's a very rough surface. This wall is designed to look like a natural flagstone, and it's got a very smooth surface. Looks like an appearance of dry stack stone, but the trick with this wall is it's all, you know, one unit, easy to put together. No caps needed for the top of the wall, no cuts needed. Any kind of rectilinear design you can build without making any type of cut at all. It's an easy product to use, and it's very durable.
Is it so unique looking because you have one size, but you have seven different face patterns, and then it sort of hides the joints? So how does this sort of help people achieve like a really custom high-end look?
Historically, in walls, you've seen these false joints. They're very shallow, and it looks fake. These false joints are very deep, and it gives it the illusion of being a mortarless dry stack wall. So it's just it's a unique design. You just don't see a lot of this in the marketplace, but it's a long trend with what's going on with from a natural stone wall. It just follows those trend lines of what's popular in the marketplace right now.
But we are adhering them together, correct?
Yeah, yep. So when you're doing the fire pit and you're doing some small seat walls, the friction lock that you get from this wall itself is enough to hold it in place. But we always recommend whenever you can to use some of our paste stone block and paper adhesive. It just comes in a little 10.5 ounce tube. You squirt a little bead of it in between the layers and it just adds for a little extra stability.
And I mean, because this is sort of a precast concrete product and we're using the adhesive, what kind of conditions can this stand up to? Freeze thaw, storm, snow?
All of the above, all of the above. These walls are about 25 pounds a piece. These wall blocks are about 25 pounds a piece, so they're not going to blow anywhere. It's a durable concrete. The color that's in it is an integral color, a pigment color that goes through the entire block. So if you do have any breakage or cracking or any of that kind of stuff, it's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. And then, like I said, these walls, if you add a little bit of adhesive, it's really going to lock it into place. They're not going anywhere.
And truly, the fire pit takes 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes? This can't be true.
Absolutely. If you're building on top of a concrete surface, for instance, we've actually done this in less than 2 minutes.
This is amazing. You guys are so talented at this. Regular homeowner, 5 minutes.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Easily 5 minutes if you've got a good flat surface already.
Oh, I love it.
It's very convenient, very easy. And by putting a fire pit, like a Ladera fire pit like that together, it acts as a central focal point where you can gather around with your family, you know, roast marshmallows, that sort of thing. Like, it's a really neat little kit.
All right, so what other type of projects do you find homeowners are using Ladera for? Are they getting super creative? Have you seen some afters in their outdoor spaces?
They are. Another unique feature about this block, too, is that it's finished not only on the face and the top of the wall block, but also on the sides. We've had homeowners for bed edging where you can stand the wall up upright. I've had people use it for columns. We've had people use it for seat walls, any type of raised garden beds, anything you want to do, like a surround or a raised bed.
User-friendly.
Yeah, very user-friendly.
This is fantastic, Chris. We are talking with Chris from Ladera and Pavestone about this wonderful dry stack stone that we can use to build a variety of projects. So if folks are ready to dive in, where should they go to learn more about it?
Absolutely. You can go to pavestone.com and take a look at product pages on there. We've got how-to videos, how to build fire pit kits, that sort of thing. We've got all the specs that you want to see on that wall. We've got some project estimators on there to help you figure out how much you would need to complete your project. And you can also find this for sale on HomeDepot.com as well.
That's awesome. Christopher Clare, the National Sales Account Manager from Pavestone and Ladera, thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We can't thank you enough. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, when we return, are you tackling a home remodel? Well, you might be paying more than you think. We're going to tell you how recent tariffs on lumber, appliances, and fixtures could be adding thousands to your renovation budget and what smart homeowners can do to protect their bottom line. That is next on the Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it's not too late to get that summer garden going, you guys. Instead of just pots on the windowsill, you can create a vertical herb wall in your kitchen or on a sunny porch. You want to mount a few small wall planters, mason jars, or hanging pockets and fill them with basil, mint, rosemary, and thyme. It's living decor that looks great, smells fresh, and keeps your summer recipes stocked with homegrown flavor. I love that idea, and I love cooking, so this is a great way to do both at the same time. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones.
All right, now we're talking about Mother Nature here with some solar power. We've got Rick from Illinois on the line. How can we help out, Rick?
Well, I was just wondering if you folks had a good, reputable company that can install solar panels on the ground. I don't want them on my roof.
Wow, we want like a mini solar farm in your yard? Do you have room for that?
Yes. And on the north side, there's no neighbor trees that are going to create shade. I have enough room there. My lot is almost 240 feet long.
It's a good idea and concept here, Rick. I would definitely be wary sometimes with solar companies because there's a lot of kind of stretching of the truth sometimes when it comes to the real benefits or the savings here, because very often there's different ways that you can be paying for it. You can buy it outright, but a lot of people don't seem to do that. You can lease the solar panels, but then you're always going to have this payment that's due. You can lease them against what you're earning and still have the responsibility for the lease, you know, the balance of it. And then that becomes an issue of how do, you know, who does the maintenance? How does the maintenance get covered? And even more of a concern is when it's on the roof. If you're going to put it on the roof, you want to make sure you're putting it on a new roof. And that's a lot of things here. And, you know, it's a good time to think about, should I have solar panels or not? Do I need a roof or not? So for you wanting to do this on the ground, there could be some benefit of that. But I would be aware of what incentives are out there. Maybe some are offered by your state, your local and federal governments. We don't have specific.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America.
We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
That's no small chunk for homeowners or builders. Now, what's being affected? It's not just big lumber and steel. Tariffs are hitting product lines like cabinetry, lighting fixtures, smart home devices, flooring, even countertops, sometimes up to 25% hikes on some items. You're also seeing delays and supply hassles. A major headache for DIYers and pros is volatile supply chains. Some materials are being stockpiled, others are being delayed. That means longer project timelines, fluctuating prices. Those are all built-in surprises right there in your budget. So what can you do? First of all, think about sourcing locally. Domestic suppliers may sidestep some of those tariffs. You want to lock in quotes early. If you're planning a summer project, get estimates with specified prices. You also want to consider alternatives. For example, refinishing your existing cabinets instead of replacing them. And by shopping smart, you can look for used or refurbished appliances, and keep an eye out for rebates or domestic certifications. Timing matters, guys, so if you've been delaying, acting now could help if inventory is still available, and you can avoid buying later at higher post-tariff peak prices. But for big-ticket items with long lead times, buying sooner rather than later could save you thousands. Just another thing to think about, why stuff is more expensive. So let's help you get those projects done and on budget. Jim, who's up next?
Sherry in Tennessee is on the line with a question about her dryer, Leslie. What's going on with you, Sherry?
We have recently renovated our home, and we have noticed that with our dryer, they'll be dry, and sometimes I have just left them in there, and I have to refluff them to get the wrinkles out or something. But when I go back to them, if it's been overnight, they're pretty damp, and I didn't know if that was more of a dryer issue, or maybe it's the way we have it hooked up. It's in the laundry room, which is offside the kitchen, and is accessed through a vent just through the main, the wall into the outside.
All right, so let me ask you this. Say you're running a load in the dryer, and the buzzer goes off saying, I'm done. When you open it up, are the clothes still damp? Or are they dry? Do you think they're becoming damp when they sit overnight?
They become more damp overnight.
Well, if they become damp overnight, this sounds sort of like a condensation thing where you've got the dryer all warm and toasty from the clothes drying, and then cold air or exposed air conditioning or something is causing a condensation issue, which could make the clothes feel damp. Or it could be that you have high humidity in the area. Do you see condensation? Do you see any mold growth? Does the air feel humid or kind of thick, or is it only the dryer?
I've not really noticed it.
Is it a steam dryer? Do you have a water line that's hooked up to it? Is it a newer dryer with that steam setting?
No.
I mean, here's just some general advice about dehumidifying your basement, which could help. You want to make sure that outside, where the humidity sort of forms and makes its way into the house, you're dealing with those situations. So if you have gutters and they're clogged, you want to clean them out. You want to look at where the downspouts deposit the water. I mean, it really all starts when the soil around the house is super flat, and then you don't get any runoff, and the water kind of collects there and then gets sucked into the home through the foundation, and that's where you get the humidity in the basement and space. And you could try a portable dehumidifier for a while and see if that has an effect. But even if you have that running, stopping the moisture from forming at the outside is usually the best way to kind of get humid conditions inside the basement under control. I mean, there's a post on MoneyPit.com on the homepage about how to stop a basement from flooding that could help you with all of the moisture situations there. I mean, of course, the article that I'm recommending, you don't have a basement that's flooding, but it definitely helps you with the moisture situation, getting that under control at home. I would definitely take a look at all of that and see if just containing the moisture and humidity in the basement space helps the dryer situation. If it doesn't, give us a call back because I'm so curious what's causing this. Okay, Sherry?
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Do you want to boost your home's value and get the best bang for your buck? Well, sure you do. Coming up, we'll count down the top 5 home improvement projects with the best return on investment, so you'll know where to spend your money and where to save. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RUN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's really driving the coverage of the Jeffrey Epstein saga, and if you want to know what's really happening with illegal immigration, tune in to Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Now it's time to see who's been emailing the team here for some advice. Jim, who's up first in our inbox?
Tony says that every year or two, he takes the time to remove the bottom element on his water heater and suck out the calcium deposits. He says, the first challenge I had, though, is to rig up a piece of copper to my shop vac and tape it to the heater to accomplish this. Is there a better tool out there for this task? P.S. I love your show. Well, thanks.
All right. Well, Tony, I think you're probably working too hard. That internal drain valve should be more than sufficient for getting rid of those calcium deposits from your water heater. And the only thing you're going to gain by removing that calcium is a little bit more efficiency, because the calcium, if it's laying across the bottom of the tank, can actually act as an insulator between the flame and the water, but it really has no effect on corrosion. Now, the valve in the water heater has threads on it, so you can just thread on a garden hose and run it somewhere where the water can run out and open that valve and just let it drain, and that'll do it. You don't have to give yourself any fancy tools or figure out a way to do this. We've got the technology, and it's designed to do just that. Now, if you've never drained the water heater, guys, don't do it. It's either do it all the time or just ignore it. I mean, I've never done mine. I'm at 23 years. Well, now I've got a new one. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. Probably won't. But, Tony, I think you're doing great here. I just think you don't have to do, you know, overkill. It's going to work itself out. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a big plumbing repair if one of those valves gets stuck open. All right? Good luck with all of your home improvements.
There's no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us hope for, but one way to take the edge off all that spending is to choose home improvements that can recoup their costs when it comes time to sell. Leslie has some tips on which improvements will bring the most value in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you are thinking about investing in your home, you might be wondering which projects actually pay off when it's time to sell. So let's count down the top five improvements with the best return on investment according to the latest data. Now, number five is a new garage door. And you might not think much about it, but replacing your garage door can recoup up to 90% of its cost. It boosts curb appeal and function, and buyers love seeing a fresh, low-maintenance upgrade. Number four came in with energy efficient windows. New windows aren't just good for your utility bills. They are a big selling point. Replacing old drafty windows with energy efficient models delivers an ROI of about 68 to 72%. Plus, it makes your home more comfortable year round. Number three was a minor kitchen remodel. And notice I said minor. You don't need to gut the kitchen to get great returns. Simple upgrades like refaced cabinets, new countertops, updated appliances can net you a 75 to 80% return. Plus, the kitchen is still the heart of the home for buyers, so they're looking for a good-looking spot. Number two was stone veneer siding. Adding stone veneer to your home's exterior, like an accent wall or around an entryway, recoups about 90% of the cost. It's all about curb appeal and that wow factor when those buyers first pull up, so that's a big win. And along the same vein, number one was a new front door. Believe it or not, replacing your front door, especially with a steel or a fiberglass option, can give you a return of up to 100% or more. It's the first impression, it adds security, and it boosts energy efficiency. So if you're looking to invest in your home, start with these projects. They not only make your home look better, but they also put real money back in your pocket when it comes time to sell. All right, that's a wrap for this hour of the Money Pit. Covered a lot of ground today, from the backyard to the front door. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the replay on our podcast or check out the highlights at moneypit.com. And of course, we'll be back next time with more home improvement tips, design inspiration, and expert advice to help make your home the best it can be. Before summer slips away, it's the perfect time for a home energy checkup. Coming up next week, we'll share quick tips to seal leaks, service your HVAC, and get your home fall ready while saving money on your cooling bills. Thanks for spending your time with us. We'll see you next time on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing...
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America, it's Brian Kilmeade.
It's Griff Jenkins filling in for the great Brian Kilmeade show. An honor and pleasure to be here. I'm actually getting the full Kilmeade experience. That's what they call it here, because no one, I mean no one, works harder in this business than a guy named Brian Kilmeade, because he does Fox and Friends in the morning, runs up with 5 minutes to spare, jumps in this radio chair, and does the third most important, powerful show in the country on radio, according to Talkers Magazine. It's a great honor to be here. To my listeners that have heard it before, I started in radio, and I'll go into that a little bit later. But I want to go right to the newsmaker line because we have a very special guest right now, and that is South Carolina's Attorney General Alan Wilson. He was running for governor in the Palmetto State, and he just got a little bit of company. Mr. Attorney General, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Griff, it's great to be with you. Congratulations on filling in for Brian. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Mr. Attorney General. Who knows? If I break it, they'll just kick me to the curb. But fortunately, knock on wood, I haven't broken it yet. And, you know, what an honor to be here. But I get to talk to people like you. Now, let's jump in because you got company. You were, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you were leading the gubernatorial race down in South Carolina with a handful of other people running, prominent Republican politicians, but then, of course, Congresswoman Nancy Mace jumped into that race, and when she announced, she did an interview on Fox, and man, was she going quickly, hard and fast after you. Let me play just a little bit of some of what she had to say. Let's go with cut two here. Nancy Mace on The Story with Martha.
You accused him of not taking action after you said that you alerted investigators to a claim that you had been physically abused. His office said that there was never any request for assistance from his office. Can you clarify what happened there, Congresswoman Mace?
Oh, that's absolutely a false statement from the Attorney General. I actually received my victim's rights advocate 11 months later through his office. So one of the reasons that I'm running for governor, Martha, is that I want everybody across South Carolina to know that I am fighting for them. I have been through the system, and if I'm treated this way as a member of Congress, imagine how the average South Carolinian, the average American, is treated in our justice system.
But Mr. Attorney General, I want to give you a chance to sound off and react to that as well and have your voice heard.
Oh, thank you, Griffin. I appreciate that. I remember when the Congresswoman went to the floor of Congress, I believe it was back in February, and basically berated me on the floor of Congress, saying I was not investigating a case that, in which a number of women that she, you know, found to have been abused by her former fiancé was not being reported, or we weren't investigating. The reality is my office never received the case. We're not an investigative agency. We're the state's chief prosecution agency. I'd spoken to Ms. Mace the month earlier in January, and she never mentioned it to me. I'd seen her half a dozen times the previous year. She never mentioned anything to me. What she just said in that clip is a categorical lie, because our office doesn't investigate. That case is being investigated by the state law enforcement division. They have not given a report to me. In fact, that case would not even be prosecuted by my office. So these are things I found it interesting that for 11 months she never called me to ask or inquire about her case. If she had called me, I would have told her I didn't know what she was talking about, and I would have directed her to the state law enforcement division. This is a case of someone seeing poll numbers that they don't like, and they're attacking the person who's an impediment to their political ambition.
And she has really obviously made a splash jumping in and also lobbying a number of other accusations against you that you know, are as general as just calling it weak leadership. Your response?
Well, I mean, she's accused me of all kinds of things. I mean, she's accused me of putting, you know, not putting people away in prison for but a single day. The reality is that my office has quadrupled the size of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. We have expanded the Human Trafficking Task Force. We are supporting local law enforcement and moving backlogs. And she is just throwing every single piece of mud she can in our general direction. But the truth of the matter is, she's nervous about the polls. She sees me as an impediment to her political ambition, and she's going to do everything she can to lie about our record. But the reality is, prosecutors don't give sentences. And when she says that we give weak sentences, she doesn't understand that judges give weak sentences. Coincidentally, the one judge she did vote for in the legislature was so bad at giving weak sentences that he was not reelected. So yeah. she has some mud on her suit as well.
Well, so, and, you know, since you bring that up, because I want to get Mr. Attorney General to really your vision for South Carolina, but very quickly, since you brought up this leniency whole case, let's get it all out there. So Nancy Mace did also mention that in her interview with Martha. Here, cut three is what she had to say about that.
You have the right to know how many convictions there are in this state. You have the right to know what the sentencing is. And need I remind you about convicted pedophile Donald Bresch? who was found with 1,900 images of toddlers as young as 3 being raped by animals. He was facing 60 years. And your Attorney General Alan Wilson negotiated Donald Brash's sentencing in 15 minutes. And you know how many days he served in jail? He served 1 day in jail.
I apologize, that's from her announcement, but either way, that's what she said, Mr. Attorney General. I want to get your reaction.
Well, she's either ignorant as to how the criminal justice system works, or she understands how it works, and she's purposefully lying to people. Again, my office, working with local law enforcement around the state of South Carolina, we have 125 agencies working with our prosecutors. They caught this guy about seven, eight years ago. We charged him with possession of child porn. We indicted him, and then after several years of waiting, we got him in front of a court. The judge gave him credit for 1 day that he served in jail, which the judge was required to do by law. The judge sentenced him to 7 years, suspended that sentence to 5 years of probation, and put him on the sex offender registry. We recommended active time to the judge. But when she says that Alan Wilson, that's me, gave someone 1 day in jail, I can't give people a sentence. That is done by the court. And my staff, the men and women in my office out there spending time in court trying to put these horrible human beings away, are asking for active sentences. If the judges don't give active sentences, that's not on the prosecutor. We did our job. We worked with the men and women in law enforcement. We caught these folks. We charged them, indicted them, prosecuted them, hauled them in the court. And whatever sentences they were given belongs to the court. But when you say that I gave someone a sentence for 1 day, that is a categorical lie.
Are you concerned, Attorney General Wilson, about the fact that the elbows have gotten sharp, the mudslinging is really come out of the gate? Is that bad for South Carolina politics? Because by all accounts, the next governor will be a Republican, and because it's a very red state and a very conservative state, are you concerned that this kind of mudslinging this early on is bad for the state?
Griff, I believe most people in South Carolina see the candidates that act like that for who they are, that they're provocateurs. They're just trying to get clicks. They're more interested in being, you know, reality TV stars and being public servants. I think I give the people of South Carolina far more credit. And Griff, in my nearly 30 years of military service, I've served a combat tour in Iraq. I've led soldiers in combat. I've actually, you know, put my life on the line, made life and death decisions. When I think about running a political campaign and people saying mean things about me, it pales in comparison to what I've experienced and what I have seen by soldiers serving our country overseas. So, no, it doesn't concern me in the sense that, yes, politics is a contact sport. People are going to say mean and hateful things. They're going to lie about you because they don't have a lot to run on themselves. But that's par for the course. We're going to talk about what we're going to do for South Carolina. We're going to give people something to look for, not something to be against. And I'm incredibly proud. That's why the polls are right now. The polls have me leading in a 5-way race. And that's probably one of the reasons the individual whose clips you keep playing keeps attacking me. And I guess as long as I'm out front, she's going to keep attacking me. So I guess I'm relevant. She spends a lot more time thinking about me than I do thinking about her. I'll tell you that.
Let's talk about what Alan Wilson wants to do for South Carolina. What's the agenda? What are your issues, and where do you see things going?
Well, Griff, first off, South Carolina sits nestled in the middle of the southeast region of the United States. It's a region that's the fastest growing region in the country. People are moving there because of its climate and its economic potential. But when you look around the southeast, you look at states like Texas, Tennessee, Florida, who've all gone to zero income tax. And then you look at other 5 eastern states like, you know, Mississippi, going as high up north as Indiana, West Virginia, Kentucky, and as far west as Oklahoma, have all passed laws to go to 0% income tax. Georgia and North Carolina have cut their taxes, as are Louisiana and Arkansas. South Carolina needs to compete, and the first thing I'm going to do as the governor of South Carolina is lead the effort to cut our income tax to zero. We're going to doge, to borrow that term from President Trump, we're going to doge our state government. We're going to do everything we can to support the president in his agenda, for not just for America, but for South Carolina, in removing illegal aliens who are here committing crimes. We're going to put South Carolina first, and we're going to make it from good to great. And these are things I'm really excited to do when I become governor.
And, you know, I've heard and read a little bit about the race down there, and it seems that infrastructure and energy independence also may be on the menu.
No, absolutely. Energy and infrastructure are absolutely top of the list. And again, we're hemorrhaging a lot of money in a lot of our state agencies, and we're going to deter that fraud, waste, and abuse and redirect that money to where it should go, to education and to building our infrastructure and our energy grid. And we're going to be rolling out plans in the coming weeks for that. And Griff, I just want to go back to one other thing. Public safety is a core function of government, no matter what state you're in. And in South Carolina, public's keeping people safe has been a priority for me since the day I took office 14 years ago. I want to say that since I've announced 6 weeks ago, half of the sheriffs in the state have come out for me. 23 sheriffs out of 46 have endorsed my candidacy for governor, including every single sheriff in Nancy Mace's congressional district has endorsed me. That's five sheriffs who've endorsed me. And so when it comes to keeping people safe, the citizens of the first congressional district, as well as all of South Carolina, know which candidate for governor they can trust to keep them safe, because their law enforcement leadership trusts me as well.
Well, and it's amazing, Mr. Attorney General, that you still have so many Democrats, and I know Congresswoman Nancy Mace is a Republican, but so many Democrats in other places are continuing to double down on the anti-ICE rhetoric and in supporting sanctuary jurisdictions where they protect illegal criminal aliens committing just heinous crimes, from murder to child rape, and you name it. And so do you see then, you feel like even though in a conservative state like South Carolina, there still needs to be a real focus on law enforcement and in supporting law enforcement?
Absolutely. And listen, the vast majority of our law enforcement leaders in South Carolina are pro-law enforcement. They're going to be supporting our immigration efforts here in South Carolina. When Joe Biden left office, we had three sheriff's departments that were members of the 287G program. That's a program that allows local law enforcement to support federal law enforcement, ICE agents, in performing limited immigration law enforcement functions. And we've gone from three law enforcement agencies to, I believe, roughly 30 law enforcement agencies in South Carolina who have signed up. And that was a program that I promoted back in January after the president took office. And I traveled the state and I met with law enforcement leaders and I asked them to sign up for this program. And they were just waiting for a president who would enforce the law to be in office. And now they're lining up in droves to sign up to support ICE functions here in South Carolina. So we're getting it done. We got a long way to go, but we've come a long way since January 20th.
Well, we certainly look forward to finding the campaign and seeing where it goes, and hopefully the mudslinging can calm down a little bit and hear from all the candidates. But hearing from you today, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, thank you for taking time. Good luck on the campaign.
Thanks, Griff.
All right, this is Griff Jenkins filling in for the great Brian Kilmeade on the Brian Kilmeade Show. We are just getting things going, and we got a lot more coming. We'll be right back.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing. Bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-Side for additional fax.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Strangers from Georgia who raised money to help a young graduate working the night shift makes today's Dean's List. Maria Mendoza stopped by a Burger King after seeing her own child graduate. Saw a young man named Mikhail still dressed in his graduating gown, working. She snapped a video and shared it on social media. She then launched a GoFundMe after she found out the man was trying to go to college. Maria wrote, "While many graduates spend the night celebrating with friends and family, one young man quietly showed the world what determination looks like. He didn't do it for attention. He doesn't even know his story went viral, but thousands of people were moved by his dedication, humanity, and work ethic." She then surprised Mikhail a few weeks later with how much money people were donating, which went up to close to $200,000. The support and donations came from around the world with messages to encourage him to pursue his dreams. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talks.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Eban speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Whether you love summer or not, medical experts say the hot weather can pose serious health risks. Besides heat exhaustion and heat stroke, doctors say sizzling temperatures can also increase the risk for asthma symptoms. Asthma is a disease of inflammation in the airway tubes of the lung. Heat worsens that inflammation, partly because heat can alter air quality. As one doctor explains it, hot weather can trap ozone and small particles of pollution lower in the atmosphere, leading to worse air quality. And that's a common trigger for asthma symptoms, which can include wheezing or a whistling in your breath, cough, shortness of breath, and chest tightness. One tip, if you have asthma and know there's extreme heat coming, try to stay indoors. Also stay properly hydrated because dehydration can increase the thickness of mucus in the airways and worsen symptoms. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The great Brian Kilmeade out, hopefully, on vacation doing something fun. This is your humble reporter from D.C., Griff Jenkins, filling in for Brian. And it is, I am a kid in a candy store for a child that began radio working with Oliver North, the Common Sense Radio with Ollie North in the mid-90s, and then later starting the great late Tony Snow's radio show here at Fox News, on Fox News Radio, getting in to fill in for Brian, who has proven not only is he a legendary morning TV host, but also a great radio host as well. Now the number three show, according to Talkers Magazine, in the country. And, you know, to get back to my radio roots is so special when you can have the time to not only interview lawmakers like Attorney General Alan Wilson, who's running neck to neck in this race that's getting dirty, mudslinging, fast and furious between Wilson and Congresswoman Nancy Jesse Mace, who just announced this week, throwing all sorts of slings and arrows at him. It's going to go back and forth. But on radio, you have the window to sort of talk a little bit more of what happened. It's not the tight 90 seconds on television where you've got to move things quickly. So let me regale you with a little insight. What I think is so fascinating about this race is that they're running to replace Governor Henry McMaster, who's been very famous. But for those of us that go back all the way to 2016, when I was covering politics on the campaign trail, I remember that when President Trump had proven, he came down that golden escalator, then he goes out to Iowa and up to New Hampshire, and all of a sudden people are thinking, well, maybe he's got some momentum. He wasn't winning those, but he was showing that he was more than a novelty in the race. But it was a lieutenant governor, not that well known then, named Henry McMaster, who went out to the tarmac when the primaries got to South Carolina, and he walked out there, met then candidate Donald Trump on the tarmac as he got off the plane, introduced him at the first Trump event, and all of a sudden, Trump had the first sitting, you know, government high-ranking official, in this case, the South Carolina lieutenant governor, and it really changed the trajectory of how a guy like that was you know, rising. And McMaster, of course, has now become a very successful governor. But now with Wilson and Mace and all the others in the race, they're going to have to appeal to South Carolinians and the voters and the issues that matter to them. But they're also going to get, they're going to have to be the MAGA candidate. There's no way around it, because now President Trump, who has such a history in South Carolina, it's going to be a fight, I think, between Wilson and Mace to see who can get the blessing of now second-term President Donald J. Trump. And by the way, we're going to talk a little bit more about something he's weighing in on this week. You saw yesterday President Trump weighing in on these runaway Texas Democrats. Cut four.
Listen. You notice they go to Illinois for safety, but that's all gerrymandered. California's gerrymandered. We should have many more seats in Congress in California. It's all gerrymandered. And we have an opportunity in Texas to pick up 5 seats.
And, you know, gerrymandering is not a new thing. It goes back to 1812. And both sides do it, to be fair, both Republicans and Democrats. But right now, with Democrats fleeing the state because they don't want to stay and do their job, we're going to talk about that with Rich Lowry, the great editor of National Review. He's got a piece on this. You don't want to miss it. I'm Griff Jenkins, filling in for the Brian Kilmeade Show. We'll be back.
Top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Take a pause.
At the heart of the flooding disaster in Kerrville, Texas, the animal shelter Kerrville Pets Alive doesn't need any more pet supplies.
Oh my gosh, we are just overwhelmed with the gracious support of our community and beyond from all over the country. People have loaned us storage units to put things in, but yes, we have supplies for years to come.
That's the shelter's Karen Guerrero, who says as fast as they're taking donations in, they're giving donations out.
We've already sent several convoys out to different areas that we know that were hard hit with pet supplies that we could give out to the community.
And Kerrville Pets Alive has veterinarians helping out pets injured in the floods. But Karen says all this care has raised a question.
Some have said, why are you focusing so much on pets? I can tell you that pets are bringing people and families together at this time.
They say they could still use some financial donations. Check out KerrvillePetsAlive.com if you can help. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Most experts and pundits thought President Harry Truman would be soundly defeated by Thomas Dewey. On November 2nd, 1948, Truman had a last laugh.
And Mr. Kelton Barnes and Mr. Hackness were reporting the situation as it then developed. And Mr. Kelton Barnes was saying, well, the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote. Mr. Truman will be defeated. And to the sorrow of myself and those who were listening with me, and I went back to bed and went to sleep.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Experts warn that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is fighting a long-haul holy war against Israel and the West. That's why Christian missionaries Tom and Joanne Doyle are meeting the spiritual challenge with an arsenal of, well, biblical proportions. Joanne Doyle.
It has been so exciting to see the people that are coming to faith in Christ in Iran.
Doyle founded Uncharted Ministries to reach the Muslim world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. While officially the Islamic Republic of Iran is 99.4% Muslim, the Doyles say that number is hugely inaccurate. In a country where it is illegal to convert from Islam to another faith, all religious conversions are happening under the radar. They say there's an active ground campaign and house churches are forming all over the country.
A lot of that is just through ministries that we work with where we know kind of what the numbers are, and it's massive.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
From the Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
We have made it to Friday. This is your humble D.C. correspondent back again, trying to fill the giant shoes of Brian Kilmeade on the best radio show, the most powerful radio show from coast to coast, the Brian Kilmeade Show. I am Griff, and I just, you know, we made it to Friday. But that rings different for me, because I have, for the last 3 days, been getting the full Kilmeade experience. It is 3 hours of television, getting up at 2:33 in the morning, then coming and doing 3 hours of radio. Yesterday, I actually, right after I got off the radio show, went down and did another hour on Outnumbered. Today, I'll go all the way through the end of Will Cain's show, and that's barely scratching the surface for what Brian Kilmeade does. Brian Kilmeade is an Energizer bunny. You know, it's said about so many people that, oh, so-and-so, he's the hardest working man in show business. Let me tell you something. Brian Kilmeade is hands down the hardest working man in show business. There is no comparison. No one even comes close. He stands high above anybody else. And I wanted to talk a little bit just real quick because we have so much going on in the world, a possible Putin-Trump meeting. We've got obviously a ground incursion going into Gaza. We've got South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mesa coming on today. Is she, of course, announcing for governor and a whole lot more. But I do just want to take a minute because for any of the listeners that haven't heard me talk about it in previous days, I started in talk radio. Talk radio is home. It is such a huge honor and privilege to sit behind a microphone for a guy that started the Oliver North radio show in the mid 90s, Common Sense Radio with Ollie North. Then here at Fox News Radio, I was here on day one when they founded it, and I got to produce the Tony Snow Show, the great late Tony Snow, who of course was a Fox host, Fox News Sunday, the weekend hosting, and the Tony Snow radio show before he went on to be President George W. Bush's press secretary and one of the best in history, if I'm being honest about it. The D.C. radio studio for Fox News Radio is named after Tony Snow. But so that's just a setup that, you know, I'm a radio guy. I like the feel of these words. I could be no otherwise than I could change the color of my eyes. But let me just tell you that during the time that Tony Snow went to the White House, and this is a story I want to tell you quickly. Tony Snow, of course, left, and we had this Tony Snow show. We had to fill in. Well, the guy that raised his hand for the network that wanted to sit in, that did the best job and just crushed it, was a guy named Brian Kilmeade. So from Washington, D.C., remotely, I would have Brian Kilmeade filling in, and he was the absolute kindest, most professional gentleman ever. And, you know, he obviously, the Tony Snow Show now became the Brian Kilmeade Show, and he has taken it to heights never thought before. And Fox News Radio has never been stronger or bigger because, in large part, to Brian Kilmeade. But this is the hardest working man in show business that has never hesitated once to reach out and encourage me along my way. And now I get to sit behind this microphone for him. It is such a treat, and it's very special to be with you guys. So enough about me. I know I went on for a rant. I got to speak, by the way, as we talk about this Trump-Putin potential meeting. Nobody better to talk to than four-star retired General Jack Keane. I talked to him earlier. Here's a little bit of our conversation.
We're getting brand new details on a possible Trump-Putin summit. Well, our sources saying they're aiming for the end of next week for a meeting and eyeing Hungary, Switzerland, the UAE as possible locations, and Russia is facing a deadline today to agree to a peace deal with Ukraine or face new sanctions. Here to react is retired four-star general and Fox News senior strategist General Jack Keane. General, thank you for joining us. You may have heard this breaking news we got from the White House with Jackie. It looks like they have a tentative possible meeting for next week, and the locations are, of course, Rome, but now you've got Hungary, Switzerland, potentially the UAE. What do you make of all of this?
Well, obviously, at the meeting that Witkoff had with Putin, he obviously was willing to make some kind of concession. I think a meeting with the president couldn't have been just a physical meeting reinforcing the discussions that they've had in the past by phone, which lasted in some cases for hours, and no progress being made. I don't think the president would stand for that, to travel and come out with the same results. So I think it's pretty obvious that some concession has been made. And what I think the Trump national security team is doing in negotiations with the Russians is trying to really work the details of what that concessions are. What's the framework? What are the conditions surrounding that? And make certain they really understand everything. You know, Putin is a master at deception. He's a master at saying one thing and doing another. And we've seen that for several months here during these negotiations. So I think that that's kind of where we are. There likely could be a significant concession, certainly what the president wants, as he said all along. He wants a ceasefire and the beginning of negotiations for war termination. Whether that's actually going to take place remains to be seen. It could be a partial ceasefire. We've seen that before, Griff. An example of something that Putin could put on a table would be no more airstrikes on civilian populations, no more airstrikes, moratorium completely, withdraw some troops from some portion of Ukraine that he's physically occupying, and make a concession that he'll take control of these other portions of Ukraine. So there's plenty of options in terms of what potential concessions. So only the one that Trump wants is ceasefire, begin the negotiation, the end of the war.
Yeah,
it remains to be seen whether that's really on the table or not.
In general, the president has obviously expressed his frustrations with Putin, and he says he wants the killing to stop. But something, to your point, is clearly giving the White House some confidence that Putin may be ready for a peace deal after we are learning that the talks may have hit a bit of a snag after Zelensky says that he has to depend on even Parliament to make any land concessions.
Well, yeah, there's some political posturing being done there, I think, by President Zelensky. This deal initially is going to be made between President Trump and President Putin. That we've known from the outset. Zelensky's already on the table for a ceasefire leading to war termination discussions. He has removed any conditions for doing all of that. And where Zelensky will put his foot down, and the United States likely as well, is one, regime change in Ukraine, which Putin wants. Two, he wants all four oblasts, even though he doesn't currently occupy all of those four oblasts. And he wants the Ukraine military to demilitarize.
Yeah.
Those are things that just are unacceptable. And we know those are the conditions that have been on the table for some time from Mr. Putin. What I'm encouraged about this, Griff, is Putin seems to be somewhat intimidated by the prospect of sanctions. You know, oil is down, oil revenue, which is what he depends on, is down 17%. That's not due to sanctions. It's due to the reduction of the oil price, worldwide oil price. And so he's looking at this thing, and he knows full well if that revenue begins to dry up for him, and he's a one-commodity economy, oil and gas, then he has problems sustaining his defense industrial base. He knows that. He's going to have challenges even without sanctions in 26 sustaining that defense industrial base, given the path he's on with his economy right now. So any further squeeze on him will have its impact, plus we're upgunning Ukraine. So there are things happening here positively in terms of Ukraine and the president and its impact on Putin's decision making.
Well, General, you're so spot on, and, you know, we'll also be watching what plays out in Israel, in Gaza, and we wanted to talk about that, but we appreciate having you here with these new details with this Putin-Trump possible summit. Very, very interesting stuff, and we appreciate your insight. It's spot on, as always. General Jack Keane, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. You and the team. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So we'll see where this goes. It's obviously fluid and moving. That was General Jack Keane you just heard from. Coming up next, we have the South Carolina Congresswoman, now gubernatorial candidate, Nancy Mace, jumping in with a splash, slinging sharp elbows. We're going to ask her all about the race and what she wants to do for the Palmetto State when we come back.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy. Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Six-year-old twin boys from Pittsburgh who are spreading sunshine in a cup makes today's Dean's List. Major and Makai Muhammad have been serving lemonade every weekend to help bring the community together. Their refreshing beverage isn't just from a package. Along with help from mom, the kids make the lemonade from scratch and say the best part of selling it is making people smile. Their mom, Sahira, has been helping with their project, teaching them the lessons about the value of operating a business, along with having confidence and discipline at such a young age. The price is whatever someone can give, making sure everyone is able to take a sip of their sweet drink. The Steel City Twins, as they are known on Instagram, are quickly becoming celebrities in their neighborhood with thousands of followers on social media. They say they just want to spread happiness and sunshine one cup at a time. Major and Makai, you made today's Dean's List. Keep up the smiles and the good work. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Take a pause.
Did you hear about Freddie? The police sniffer dog at Dulles International Airport in Virginia got kicked by a traveler. Freddie the Beagle alerted his handler to contraband in luggage carried by a man from Egypt. That man then kicked Freddie so hard it lifted him off the ground. Other travelers were shocked.
That's an assault on a police officer.
No, that's not acceptable.
Officials say Freddie suffered contusions to a few ribs.
I'm amazed every day when I wake up and watch the news over the silly stuff that people do these days, so nothing surprises me anymore.
It's tragic, honestly. To kick a dog, what the dog do to you, you know? That's just sad, honestly.
The Beagle's expected to be okay. As for the suspect, Hamid Ali Marie, officials say he had 100 pounds of prohibited food in his luggage. He had to pay Freddie's vet bill of $840 and was ordered to leave the U.S. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Like no other indeed. It is Friday and I am having too much fun. A human should be allowed to. Griff Jenkins, your humble correspondent from D.C., filling in for Brian Kilmeade on the Great Brian Kilmeade Show. And we are very lucky to bring in our special guest now, Congresswoman Nancy Mace. She is a congresswoman you know well and have seen and liked on Fox News, talking about all sorts of things. She now this week dropping in to South Carolina's governor's race and making quite a splash. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us.
And good morning, America. It's so great to have this announcement, big announcement this week. It's been amazing and deeply humbling, the outpouring of support.
It is a big announcement, Congresswoman, and in full disclosure, I've had such a privilege and honor to interview you so many times on important issues in Washington, but you made the decision, you decided that your skills and talents were better spent in the Palmetto State and home in the governor's mansion. Tell me why and how you came about this decision.
Well, we have a huge opportunity in the midterms next year to elect America First governors who can implement President Trump's agenda at the state level, on down. And that's what we're going to do. I've learned so much in my 4.5 years in Congress. And the other thing is, too, is that, you know, when I came into Congress, I said I'd believe in term limits. I said I would only do 3 terms. And so I'm self-term limiting myself. Like, if you believe in something, then you should probably operate that way. Put your money where your mouth is. And it's time for South Carolina to elect a new leader in the congressional district next year in the midterms. And I've taken this seat from being a Democrat seat to being a stronghold Republican seat. And we will win it again in the congressional seat next year. But I'm excited. I got a lot of plans for South Carolina.
Well, you know, Congresswoman, you mentioned something there that I haven't heard in a long time, and that is term limits. I can remember being in Washington when that was actually something that the Conservative Party, conservatives in the Republican Party really wanted. Now it seems to be something of a relic, but you're making that choice. That's great. Now, let's talk about, you jumped into an already pretty crowded field, and no surprise, as a tough Congresswoman, went to the Citadel, came in with some pretty sharp elbows. First, before we talk about your sort of exchange and really going pretty quickly at each other with the Attorney General, Alan Wilson, let's talk about just how crowded that field is in South Carolina. Was that something that you looked at and said, no, I'm still going in?
Well, we're leading in all of the third-party independent polling. We're ahead of every other candidate. Most of the, there are 5 of us. 3 of them are in low single digits. It's really a 2-person race between me and the Attorney General. And we're just going to crush it. We're going to crush him. We're going to crush his record. I have the best record of anyone that is running for governor in terms of supporting the president. I was there to help him get Mike Johnson elected the Speaker of the House that he wanted. I helped fire the director of the Secret Service after Donald Trump was shot. I was there defending Donald Trump as a rape survivor during the infamous George Stephanopoulos interview that Donald won a $15 million defamation suit against. So there's no one else in the race that I would argue has President Trump's back as much as I do. And my record speaks for itself, and I'm running against an attorney general who lets off pedophiles for one day in jail. There's case after case I've been highlighting what I believe to be very disturbing and alarming, and I'm running on law and order because we had a sanctuary sheriff over the last 4 years in South Carolina, and our attorney general did nothing while she let out illegals who are rapists, murderers, and pedophiles. Like, if that's the future of South Carolina, that's not what the people want. They want someone who respects the president, respects federal and state law, and will keep our community safe with law and order.
Well, and Congresswoman, to be fair to everyone, to all the candidates in this race, yourself and the attorney general, we had the attorney general on earlier this week, and he did sort of address this. I want to play you a little bit of what he said and have you respond. Listen here.
She's accused me of all kinds of things. I mean, she's accused me of putting, you know, not putting people away in prison for but a single day. The reality is that my office has quadrupled the size of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. We have expanded the Human Trafficking Task Force. We are supporting local law enforcement and moving backlogs. And she is just throwing every single piece of mud she can in our general direction. But the truth of the matter is, she's I guess she's nervous about the polls. She sees me as an impediment to her political ambition.
Okay, I would just get your response to that.
Well, I mean, he's really just sort of full of it. I mean, I'm working off of his record, not his rhetoric. And he can have as many task forces as he wants, but the facts are that human trafficking and sex trafficking is up over 400% in the last decade since he's been in office. There's no end in sight. It's increased. He allowed a sanctuary sheriff go rogue in South Carolina. He prosecutes convicted pedophiles and lets them off for one day in jail. There's a case in South Carolina where a guy had 1,900 images of kids as young as 3 being assaulted by animals, and he was facing 60 years. And the attorney general in South Carolina, Alan Wilson, prosecuted that case, gave him a plea deal in 15 minutes. He was facing 60 years. Alan Wilson said he put it down and let him serve one day in jail. And there are other convicted pedophile cases just like that. And I'm a victim of the system. I work with victims. I have so many victims. They're coming forward asking for my help because they're not getting it from the attorney general. So I'm going to fight hard. I'm going to fight on the facts. I'm going to fight on the truth. And I will not allow him or anyone else in this race smear my record, lie about my record, And I'm going to fight hard, just like President Trump, when they're coming after me, and the establishment, because he's part of it, is coming after me, because I'm standing up for you. I'm standing up for South Carolinians. I'm standing up for every hardworking American who's been ignored by the system. Mm-hmm. I'm here to fight for you.
And, you know, the Attorney General seems to be saying in his defense that these are judges that make those decisions. But it's fascinating when you say, Congressman, you know, you're going to fight tough, and as tough as anybody else in that race. I ask you sort of the same question I asked the mm-hmm. Attorney General, which was, you know, already it's gotten pretty nasty already, the fighting, and obviously maybe a preview of what's to come. Are you concerned at all that the race gets too negative, that it's bad for South Carolina?
Well, it's not great, especially when you have the chief law enforcement officer, the attorney general, attacking someone who has gone to law enforcement, worked with law enforcement, provided evidence to law enforcement. I'm actually a key witness in an investigation right now where I provided information to law enforcement, and he's tampering with that. He's trying to taint a jury pool for a future civil and or criminal case in the courts of South Carolina. And what Donald Trump is all about, Donald Trump is about the truth. Donald Trump is against weaponizing the justice system. And I'm going to be just like Trump in high heels. When I see the weaponization General's office or a solicitor's office, like in one of our counties in South Carolina, we have over 350 murder cases that are not being prosecuted in just one of our counties in South Carolina. So I'm here to bring the truth. I'm here to bring law and order, and I'm here to bring justice for everyone who deserves it.
Donald Trump in high heels. Congresswoman Nancy Mace, we've got to leave it there. We're going up against a hard break. Thank you for taking time. And speaking on behalf of the Brian Kilmeade Show, we hope you will continue to come back and talk about this race. It's one of the most interesting in the country. Congresswoman, have a great weekend.
Anytime. Thank you. God bless.
All right. That was Congresswoman Nancy Grace, now candidate for governor of the Palmetto State. We've got a whole lot more coming up on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family. By being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born. And I stand strong inside of it.
The District Attorney's Office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has removed the newly installed IRS commissioner.
Billy Long is out as the head of the Internal Revenue Service less than 2 months after his confirmation. During his time in Congress, Long sponsored legislation to get rid of the IRS. He was confirmed despite having no background in tax administration. A White House official said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will serve as acting IRS commissioner. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has nominated a top economic advisor to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors for 4 months.
temporarily filling a vacancy while continuing his search for a longer-term appointment. He named Stephen Moran, the chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, to fill a seat vacated by Governor Adriana Kugler, a Biden appointee who had stepped down Friday. Moran, if approved, the Senate will serve until January 31, 2026. A new Gallup poll finds a record-high party gaps in approval ratings for Congress and the Supreme Court, with the latter suffering its lowest overall approval rating since the survey began.
A 61% majority of Republicans have a positive view of Congress, where the GOP narrowly controls the House and the Senate, and 75% of Republicans approve of the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court. But among Democrats, 6% approve of Congress and 11% approve of the Supreme Court. The result is recording partisan gulfs of 55 percentage points for Congress and 64 percentage points for the Supreme Court. The partisan gulf has widened in recent decades as Congress has become more politically polarized. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Justice Department is beginning to zero in on New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's been subpoenaed for records related to the lawsuit she won against President Trump for allegedly lying about his wealth. One source says the subpoena is part of an investigation into whether James violated the president's civil rights. Her lawyer has accused the Trump administration of weaponizing the Justice Department. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right, doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. See if we can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
The flooding in China has turned deadly.
At least 10 people have died and 33 are missing after flash floods in northwestern China. Chinese state media reports that heavy rain triggered the flooding that hit Yuzhong County in China's Gansu province. 3 people have been reported missing after it sparked a landslide in a mountainous area near the city of Lanzhou. The downpour knocked out power and telecommunications services, stranding more than 4,000 people across 4 villages. China's President Xi Jinping has urged all-out rescue and flood prevention efforts. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
4 astronauts are back on Earth after a 5-month stay at the International Space Station. Their SpaceX capsule parachuting into the Pacific off the Southern California coast early Saturday, a day after departing the orbiting lab. Splashing down were 2 Americans, 1 Japanese, 1 Russian. They launched in March as the replacements for NASA's stuck astronauts. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Jonelle Alicia reports on a Boar's Head deli meat plant reopening amid sanitation problems.
New documents obtained by the Associated Press find that there were sanitation problems similar to the ones at the Jarrett plant at sites in 3 other locations in the U.S. Some of the problems found at the plants include a meat and fat residue left on equipment and walls and stairs, meat products clogging drains, and employees who didn't wear hairnets or plastic aprons or wash their hands. The new inspection documents are from January of 2025 through July, so the problems occurred very recently.
The Trump administration seeking a billion-dollar settlement from UCLA weeks after the Department of Justice accused the school of anti-Semitism and other civil rights violations. UCLA is the first public university to be targeted by a widespread funding freeze. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show, Brian Kilmeade.
Not just the fastest growing radio show, the best radio show in the country. In fact, the third most powerful, according to Michael Harrison's Talkers Magazine. And I know a little something about Talkers Magazine as the guy that used to produce radio in the 90s and early 2000s. This is your humble D.C. correspondent, Griff Jenkins, filling in for Brian Kilmeade on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Such an honor. Anytime I get to sit in this seat and be in front of the microphone trying to keep you, our great listeners, entertained, because as the kid that used to sit on the other side of the glass like Eric does right now, pushing those buttons, you know, I started in the 90s with Ollie North in radio, and then in the early 2000s with the great late Tony Snow, and now here I am. And what a treat it is, because I'm sitting in the studio with New Hampshire's 82nd Governor, Chris Sununu. Governor, it is so cool to have you
here.
It is
really cool to be here, man. This is terrific.
And we were just, full disclosure to our listeners, Governor Sununu said, do you like doing this? I've gotten to fill in and host some shows. I said, brother, I love it.
Well, you're great at it. And I'll just say this. I don't care if Brian's listening. You have better hair, and you're very well-dressed for a radio guy. You are knocking it out of the park. I walked in without a tie on, and I felt like I was going to get kicked out of the fancy restaurant.
Governor, I'm only looking sharp on radio because I was doing the full Kilmeade experience, doing Fox and Friends for 3 hours, run up with less than 5 minutes to spare, jump in, and do 3 hours of radio. I don't know how Brian Kilmeade does this.
It's the Kilmeade decathlon.
He's
of media.
Literally, it's like the Kilmeade challenge. And I run marathons. I've run more than a dozen plus marathons. I've done Ironman triathlons. Nothing compares to the Kilmeade experience.
It's a grind.
And he does it every day.
Every day. And he's Mr. Smiley, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't do it with Grumpy. I mean, I don't know what the guy gets paid, but I hope Fox is paying him, for goodness sakes. I would hope so, because he's always doing something.
I wonder if he does bitch and moan ever. We have to get the scoop from his producers back there, who are cringing right now, like, we're not telling Griff anything. But no, he's such a positive guy. And I imagine, actually, he's happy and smiling and enjoying it every day because he gets to have people like you come in and sit in the studio. It's a great honor to have you.
You bet.
There's so many things, Governor, I'd love to ask you about. But the first thing I have to ask you is, have any Texas Democrats shown up in your state yet seeking refuge?
No, we have toll booths for that. That's how we screen people from coming over the border.
Because they're in Massachusetts.
Either you believe in the live free or die spirit, or we send you right back to Massachusetts, New York, and apparently now the Democrats. No, we haven't had any of those sightings. I think they're as silly as I think that what they're doing is. I think they're smarter than to try to come to New Hampshire with that kind of nonsense. But yeah, what they're doing is silly. I mean, are we going to set a precedent where every time you're going to lose a vote, it could be a big vote, a passionate vote, you run away? That what we're going to start doing all over the country now? So I'm, as a former governor, I'm always concerned about precedents, right? Are we at some point, are the Democrats going to get in control and do something that maybe we don't, that maybe we, you know, some gamesmanship the Republicans tried, or vice versa? And what we see now is the Democrats, you know, running away from the process. Look, I'm maybe that your audience will disagree with me. I don't like any of this. I don't like redistricting in 2025. I don't think it's necessary. They're going to control the process in 2030. They'll get the seats there. If someone said, look, these five new seats that you could get in Texas are going to be the game changer, and Congress is really going to have a major turnaround, and we're going to get a lot more stuff done in the next couple of years, I don't really see that myself. So I don't know. I just I always get nervous about the precedent. You see now and what are they doing, right? They're all making money off of it, right? These Democrats are running to Chicago with all this fake outrage. They're fighting for the Constitution and all this kind of nonsense, and they're going to make money off of it. And so it's showmanship more than anything. And as somebody who was like in this business for a long time, just trying to bust their ass and get stuff done, I don't like it.
It's so fascinating, and I talked a little bit with Rich Lowry, the editor of the National Review, about this idea of doing away with mid-decade gerrymandering, redistricting, just saying, can, as this one congressman, Kevin Kiley of California, wants, he's a Republican, yeah, wants this the bill to have Congress basically say to all the states, like, you can't do it but once every 10 years, which is when it's done because of the census. Yeah. But you support that.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, because otherwise, as soon as you crack with it not being every 10 years, as soon as you crack that window a little bit, then some states will say, well, we do it every 10 years, but maybe we'll start doing it every 5 years. And then, you know what? Well, why don't we just do it every 2 years? Why not? I mean, what's the difference between 5 and 2? And then it's flipping around. And at the end of the day, what's the net result? Couple things. I hate gerrymandering. I hope most people should hate it. It doesn't really work fundamentally. I just do. It tells, let's say you're in a strong Republican district. Well, if you're a Democrat, you figure, well, I'm not going to run for office. Or maybe Republicans don't come out to vote because they figure, we got this thing wrapped up anyways. Down the ticket, it disenfranchises people from participating in the process. The campaigns become weaker because they're not as tough of campaigns. I believe that good, tough campaigns brings the level of your entire district up. And it's great if they're all slightly Republican, because I'm a strong Republican and I want Republicans to win. But I always want a good campaign to happen. Right? Because that gets everybody involved in the process. It actually, believe it or not, pulls you away from the social media and the polarization and the extremism by getting a campaign with lots of different, points of view and different pieces of information. You have it out. Everyone goes out and votes. You want a high voter turnout. Gerrymandering crushes voter turnout. So things like that, I get very nervous about the process. The short-term results can be great, but the process can be really hurt.
Yeah, Governor, you make such a great point, because there's such richness in the fact that Texas Democrats fled to Illinois because it's one of the heaviest Democrat gerrymandered states, where you've got essentially only 3 out of 17 House seats are Republicans, but yet we saw Trump with 44% of the vote in Illinois.
Illinois is the poster child for this.
Yeah. To your point, it's not these redistricting gerrymandered districts are not representative of the will of the voters.
They're really not. Now, again, we have a red district in New Hampshire that's currently held by a Democrat. I think we're going to win it back. I don't like that. But, if he was, for lack of a better term, I guess, better candidate in certain years, and there's all these other external factors that come in, it kind of stinks sometimes. So, again, you don't want to create a process where the entire country is locked up. I mean, if every state gerrymanders, right, then there's no more campaigns,
yeah,
right? I mean, just the primary is the campaign, and then you're done. And the general election, you mail it in. I think most people would agree that's not a healthy process, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer that Republicans are – we're right on most issues. We're smarter on most issues. We have, the ability to talk about what we're doing, why we're doing it, for practical reasons, spending, fiscally responsible, at least at the state level, not the federal level, but at least at the state level is fiscally responsible, and we win for the right reasons, right? As opposed to Democrats that just kind of tug on heartstrings sometimes. They get very emotional. They get people charged up, and that's really how they tend to win. So I think we can win a lot of these races. I would love to see every district completely purple. Because I think Republicans would be crushing it, right?
Because they're right on the issues.
Yeah.
They're right on the border. God knows I had years of standing down there on the border from Texas to California watching thousands come across. Now we have record numbers with third straight month, yep, Governor, without a single illegal alien being released into the country compared to the thousands. You had the lowest nationwide apprehensions in history last month, or July preliminary numbers, 24,000, compared to the month of December in 2023 under Joe Biden, there were 249,000. Remarkable stuff.
It's incredible. And that leads to public safety. And that leads to community involvement and safety in your schools and your kids being more safe. I mean, the drugs, the human trafficking. I mean, that one issue that Trump has just crushed it on has such reverberating effects in our everyday lives.
Yet Democrats are not learning that lesson. Every day there's another case of some Democrat lawmaker or politician calling ICE Nazis or Gestapo. And that brings me to what's happening here in New York City. It looks very much, Governor, like the people of New York City are about to elect a self-avowed socialist that most say are a straight-up communist. That's how far left he is. And Zoran Mamdani won the primary, and you've got so many people between Cuomo, Adams, Curtis Sliwa. It looks like maybe just by the math, Mamdani has enough to win. You know, he has had so many statements about defunding the police, wanting the SRG, the strategic force that responded to the shooting we had here just a few, you know, days ago in New York City. He now is trying to walk that back, and we just had him reacting to new crime numbers here in New York City. Even though the city seems a little dirtier if you walk around than normally, the crime numbers are actually coming down, and Mayor Adams has been touting that. Here is what Mamdani had to say in responding to those numbers. Cut 15. Listen here.
I'm thankful for the reduction in crime across our city and also to see it as part of nationwide trends where we're seeing much of the same and the knowledge that we still have more work to do. It's important to celebrate that which has been done, that which has been achieved, and also know that we continue to strive for a city that is free from the kinds of mass shootings that we saw last week, that is free from the violence that still afflicts far too many New Yorkers.
And yet, Governor, he still wants to have these, you know, therapists or mental, shrinks show up to deal with the criminals, not actual law enforcement.
I tell you what, look, I tease New York a lot. I'm, you know, being from New Hampshire, to live for your die state, the greatest state in the country, the whole nine yards. You come to a place like New York, and you're right, by the way, it smells. I mean, this city, I was staying in Times Square, not too far from here, and the drugs, the homelessness, the smells, that how disgusting the streets are. It's really kind of at an all-time high. Now, a guy like Mamdani, just look at the model, America. If you elect people like this, it only gets worse. Crime goes up, homelessness goes up, drug use goes up because they don't want to do any sort of enforcement. In the name of social justice, we're not going to enforce the law. That's the worst thing you could do for a city that under what he just said was, you know, we're improving the crime rate. That's going to get completely reversed. And then you send a message, by the way, to the rest of the country that if you want that kind of lawlessness and if you want a place where safety is no longer a priority and cops aren't the priority, come. And so what do you get? You get that element coming in and you get folks that, you know, at least that have the means leaving. And everyone in the middle is just stuck with a crappy city.
You're so right. By the way, but the Mamdani effect is already spreading because you're seeing socialists out to Minneapolis with the very far left socialist candidate Omar Fattah running for mayor, likely going to possibly win there. And then we just got the results with Katie Wilson out in Seattle, the socialist candidate there challenging the incumbent mayor. Looks like she may actually have a shot of winning. Came out in the two-way race a few points ahead. This isn't just isolated to New York City.
That's right. And, you know, I always say, hey, the best thing that could happen to the Republican Party is Mamdani gets elected, and it will be a disaster, and it will be strong for us in 26. It's a message. What Mamdani will do is keep run-of-the-mill Democrats home. They'll say, and the financing, right? All these big donors, they're saying, we're not donating to a Democrat party that's run by AOC and Mamdani. That all that money will stay back. So politically speaking, in the short term, it's probably good for Republicans if something like this were to happen. But this is America, and we should want all of our cities to be super successful.
This is America's biggest city.
So what do we do, Griff? Yeah, what are we doing? Are we all voting for Andrew Cuomo? I can't believe I'm saying it, but
we're going to solve that on the other side of a break. Can you stay with me for a second?
I'll stay all day long.
All right, former New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu in the studio on the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm Griff Jenkins filling in. We'll be right back.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I wanted to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Losing your job is difficult, but there are things you can do to alleviate some of the stress and anxiety, especially when it comes to your finances. If you do have a budget, review which expenses you can temporarily cut to save money. It's important to adjust your spending and try to be more mindful about your purchases. And if you can, treat every dollar with more attention than you have in the past. And try to apply for unemployment benefits as soon as possible, which can greatly help you deal with financial worries tied to a layoff. And try to remind yourself that this is a temporary pause, but at the same time, avoid overusing your credit card while you're searching for a new job. And look for community resources, whether that means finding a food bank or applying for a temporary hardship program. Lots of communities offer them when it comes to necessary bills like electricity or water. USA.gov offers a benefit finder where you can locate available programs and how to apply. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Aaron Taylor Johnson, Jodie Comer, and Alfie Williams of 28 Years Later, which follows up 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later. Comer shared how she feels these films stand out in the horror genre.
There is a fierce intellect that Danny and Alex have that they bring to this genre and to the choices that they make.
Taylor Johnson discussed diving into backstory.
We had the rest of the community, other actors in this sort of workshop period, kind of discussing about how we would have the roles we would have taken in the community and how we all ended up there.
It was quite a feature film debut for Williams.
I've never done anything as big as this, and I mean, every day it was a new surprise.
They also spoke about creative ways the movie was filmed, including with iPhones.
It definitely created for a different atmosphere in a way. You never knew when it was going to just sort of capture these happy accidents.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think it should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news.
unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All aboard the Zoran Mamdani train. It's going to be a party. You're going to love it. Socialist, leftist policies. I'm Griff Jenkins, filling in for Brian Kilmeade on the Brian Kilmeade Show, joined by New Hampshire's former governor, Chris Sununu.
The Mamdani train.
I was listening, Governor, the other day to Senator Elizabeth Warren selling it like it's going to be a party. Here, listen to this. Cut 18.
I'm here because affordability is the central issue all over this country. And New York City is proof of that. When someone stands up and says, I will lead this city by making it more affordable, and here are my plans. For me, New York City is the place to start the conversation for Democrats on how affordability is the central issue, the central reason to be a Democrat.
Let me translate that for you, Governor. I'm Elizabeth Warren, and socialism starts today in New York City, coming to a city near you.
I mean, for them to talk about affordability when they don't understand, I mean, economics 101, the more you spend, the more inflation rises, the less things become affordable. And that's the same line that every previous Democrat mayor in this city has given for decades and decades here. They've really done nothing about it. Still insanely unaffordable, as are all the Democrat-run cities, right? I mean, affordability, you want affordability? Go to Miami. It's actually very affordable. It's in a place like Florida. You know, it's got a good mayor. They work hard to kind of keep their costs under control. There's a lot of affordable places, and New York ain't one. And this guy is just going to take it into such a different direction. The more the government gets involved, quality goes down, costs go up. People leave. The more people leave, the more the people that stay have to actually pay taxes to pay for these services, for all the homelessness and immigration issues that are coming in to the tune of billions in the city. Billions, not millions, but billions. And you think a guy like Mamdani can control those costs and understand the economics? Not for 2 seconds.
Are we headed towards the socialist experiment in London? Doesn't seem to be faring very well.
It's awful. I mean, I hear from folks in London, I think maybe you have as well. Every story I hear is what is happening to this place, because it's socialism. It's to a degree where it's not working. And look, it's okay to try things. I'm an engineer. I'm all for trying things, especially in government. I tried a lot of things. But when something doesn't work, you guys say, hey, guys, we tried something. It didn't work. But we created flexibility in the system. We're going to pivot. These guys have no will or sense to pivot. I mean, what you see in London is they're just plowing ahead. Like, everything else be damned, we're plowing ahead with the socialism. Folks are leaving the city. By the way, London is now, I think, the most expensive city in Europe. I mean, you want to see inflation. Wow. Look at what has happened over there. It's out of control. It's what's going to happen to New York. And New York's a great city, and the people are wonderful, and they deserve so much better. So we go back to the question we had as we were going into commercial. What do we do?
Andrew Cuomo.
I think so. I like Mayor Adams. You know, personally, we've always kind of gotten along. I don't think he was obviously the best mayor. But at this point, you have to consolidate behind someone. Otherwise, you just divide the rational vote, and the socialist wins, and the city, you know, gets just further down the Mamdani train. Do you see the picture a couple weeks ago of the trains that flooded in New York City?
Yeah,
that's the Mamdani train right there. There's
right,
your Mamdani
right,
train.
Literally just displaying. No, it's such a great analogy, and you know, that sort of prospect of, okay, well, can Cuomo do it? Clearly from name recognition and knowing, like, you know, New York City loves a comeback kid. I don't know if Adams, I don't know that anyone actually is going to drop out to give the other a shot to begin with. And that seems like where the math problem comes
That's
in.
It. That's
and then New York's on this Mamdani train that can't turn around.
Well, that's why I like, it's nice to visit. I hold my breath as long as I can before I can get out of here. I spend about a day or two. I do the business I got to do, and I get the heck back home to the Live Free or Die State.
Well, we are sure glad you came in here, and I had the honor, just happened to be sitting here, former New Hampshire Governor
Don't give up the seat. Even when Brian comes back, you just hold on. You're doing great, man.
I'll just be a squatter.
There you go.
Governor, great to have you. I'm Griff Jenkins, filling in for Brian Kilmeade on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Man, have we got more lined up for you. Stick with us.
And
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Time flies when you are having fun. This is your humble D.C. correspondent, Griff Jenkins, getting to fill in for Brian Kilmeade on the great Brian Kilmeade Show, having too much damn fun, that's for sure. And, you know, as a guy that works in Washington, D.C., anytime I can have Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina sit down in studio with us, well, it just doesn't get any better than that. Senator,
God bless you.
We're glad to have you. You've got a great new book out, One Nation, Always Under God, Profiles in Christian Courage. It's so important. We need to talk about that. But I do want to take an opportunity because, you know, as the reporter, that's my day job, yep, that I hadn't screwed up yet. So I'm keeping doing that. And I think that one issue that we're going to be hearing a lot more about, Senator, in Washington is debanking.
Yes.
Now, this came up with, you know, the president and big firms like J.P. Morgan Chase and, you know, what President Trump, his experience with this is. But you're the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee.
Right.
And so I think if you could, like, what are we talking, what's going on here? What is debanking and where's this headed?
Let's demystify this for the audience. I mean, back in the early 1960s and frankly beyond, there was something called redlining, where minorities were not allowed to have access to certain financial products because of the color of their skin. Today, that redlining is called debanking. But instead of it being a black or white issue, it is clearly a red or blue issue. It has become a partisan weapon. The liberals have weaponized the financial institutions in the same way they weaponized the Department of Justice against us. Parents coming to school board meetings, they called them domestic terrorists. Same way that they had the law enforcement officers come into a pro-life man's house. This whole notion of weaponization is what you should think about when you think about debanking. It's just in the financial footprint. So Choke Point 1.0, which was the first iteration of debanking, was when the liberals running financial institutions and their proxies decided that if you were running a gun manufacturing company, they wouldn't allow you to have a loan. If you were in the oil or gas business, they wouldn't allow you to have access to the financial institutions. Now, 2.0, Choke Point 2.0, focused on individuals that were conservative and emerging industries like cryptocurrency, and they literally said, we're going to have a thing called reputational risk. We're going to use that as a weapon to stop you from having access to our banks because your reputation might risk our reputation, so to speak. And as a result, Melania Trump debanked. Cryptocurrency companies debanked. And we saw just recently President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, debanked. We've already passed legislation out of my committee because I saw this earlier this year and decided to act on it. So I took a leadership position to pass something called the FIRM Act, which eliminates the regulators' use of the reputational risk as a way of unbanking or debanking someone. I wanted to get rid of that tool, and thankfully I was able to work with the OCC as well as the FDIC, two bank regulators, mm-hmm, to eliminate reputational risk from their playbook, making it easier for the Trumps, cryptocurrency, oil and gas, gun manufacturers to be banked in America and to have access not only to an account, but to loans as well.
It's so great for you, and you laid it out so eloquently and in clear, understandable terms there, Senator Scott, because, you know, these regulators is exactly what your legislation goes after, so much so that you had these big firms like J.P. Morgan Chase that blamed, like, we're not unfairly sticking it to Donald J. Trump. Our hands were tied. The regulators did it. And yet now J.P. Morgan Chase and others are also saying, we support the White House's effort and Senator Scott's efforts. We'll see. Yeah. That is the devil's in the details. We'll see where that goes. Okay,
think about this. Think about how these same corporations, Bank of America, frankly, Delta Airlines, all lined up behind the Georgia, opposing the Georgia election law that was changed because they said it was racist.
Yeah.
They didn't read the bill. They literally didn't read the bill. I had them before my committee. I'm saying to myself, how can you say no to something you haven't read? And the biggest complaint coming out of the bill was whether or not a person standing in line to vote can get water from a partisan person. You can get water.
Yeah.
Just not from someone who says, I'm a Democrat.
Right.
Unbelievable. That was the primary complaint. And yet these large companies lined up behind a law, against a law they didn't even read. We had the highest turnout of minority voters in Georgia in the history of the state.
Wow.
We had polls to the souls to the polls on Sundays.
Souls to the polls.
They had access that they had never had before, but they didn't read the bill. They just took the talking points from the far left and decided they didn't like something they hadn't even read.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, I want to get in the new book you got out,
yes.
One Nation, Always Under God, Profiles in Christian Courage. You're a New York Times bestselling author now. Talk to me about why you wrote the book.
If you think about where we are today, we've got candidates running around this country selling socialism, selling that somehow, some way the government's coming to bail you out. My book, One Nation, Always Under God, isn't about socialism. It's actually about modern-day American Christians taking powerful stance, ordinary people achieving extraordinary outcomes because they feel called by God to respond to a crisis in our country. This plays out throughout every single generation we've had Americans. Praise the Lord for that. I think about the Green family and Hobby Lobby. We talk about how that struggle started and look where it is now. We talk about Dorothea Dix, who looked at the state of affairs, state of play in the mental health institutions around the country during her time and saw how terrible the conditions were. She transformed how we saw mental health challenges and how he treated those who were suffering from mental illness. Her one stand, an ordinary woman, feeling the call of God to do something extraordinary, changed the way we deal with mental health issues. Then, and guess what? 100,000 Americans have lost their lives because of overdoses or fentanyl in the last 24 months. We must continue to have ordinary people take that extraordinary position that changes the course of American history. It's the only thing that ever has. If you read my book, you can get it today at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. One Nation, Always Under God. You'll be inspired to do all that you can with your life to have a positive impact on the future of the greatest nation on the planet.
It's, you know, in One Nation, Always Under God is the book. You can go to Amazon and get it. I would encourage everyone to do it. And I was looking at the book, and particularly, it's funny you mentioned Dorothea Dix's story, Profiling Courage. And I was looking at that, and you wonder, and not to take you into the pulpit here too quickly, but, you know, once you sort of understand your faith,
yes,
your calling, and for many, I think it's was the case with me, once you have children, your life begins to change a little bit about how you view things. But it's ultimately, you know, the message from St. Pat's Cathedral. I went to Mass this past Sunday because they had me up here working on Fox and Friends on the weekend. And the homily was about understanding why God put us here.
Yes.
It doesn't have anything to do with spending hours scrolling on your phone. And
no,
it doesn't have anything doing, working, you know, 20 out of 24 hours always to put your career before your family.
Absolutely.
It's about finding your purpose. And then you, you know, when, and it's not unique to St. Patrick's Cathedral here. It's all across the country. It's a fundamental Christian message in churches from coast to coast. And do you feel like Dorothea Dix's story and Profiling Courage really, you know, helps people to understand just how powerful that calling can be?
I really do. I think that one of the major lessons I took out of the book as I was doing the research for the book was that God has a purpose for every single person on the planet. What a blessing. Jeremiah 1:5 reminds me that before Jeremiah was called to be a prophet here on earth, the Lord wove that into his heart before he was ever born. God knew he was going to be a prophet. He knew that he had hardwired him for that gift. You think about Romans 12:2, that we can know the perfect will of God. Well, how? by operating in the fullness of our experience as Christians. And when we do that, I believe that we spread his love, not by speaking about it, but by our actions. And what you find in the book, One Nation Always Under God, is the actions that these men and women took as a result of prayer and a faith-filled relationship with the Lord. It changed our military. It changed, obviously, our health care. It changed education. It changed our country with a revival, Samuel Davies. The lessons of the book will tell you that God consistently uses ordinary people. Think about King David when he was just a shepherd boy.
Yeah.
The Lord seems to find just a run-of-the-mill person, but he can do amazing things. That's why I think the book is really exciting right now. We keep celebrating the wrong people doing the wrong things. Here's an opportunity by reading One Nation Always Under God to celebrate people doing the right things that will be measured through generations.
Senator, just the last minute I got with you, I remember the when you first came to Washington after you got elected and I had a chance to interview you, and now you become such an important, powerful senator in Washington. Is God done with you yet?
I pray not. I'm still breathing, so my assumption is no. Here's the good news. He doesn't care about the title as much as he does the action. And I'm a big believer in James 2:17 that says faith without works is dead. So, son, pray like it depends on me. But, boy, get up and work like it depends on you. And so I'm just trying to figure that out along the way, right? And so I just look for ways to share his love and the passion I have for people. My life was changed by good, strong people across diverse communities who believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. And that's why I wrote the book.
And a great mom.
No one can deny I'm a mama's boy.
I know that
about
you.
I'm living
your
American dream, baby. Listen, I really am.
I'm living the dream, getting to fill in for Brian Kilmeade on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Senator Tim Scott, the book is One Nation Always Under God, Profiles in Christian Courage. You can get it on Amazon. Senator, thank you for taking time. It was a great pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you very much. We had a lot of fun.
All right, I'm Griff Jenkins on the Brian Kilmeade Show. We'll be right back.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy. Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Jana Seen, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Jana Seen Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Jana Seen Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House Podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
Or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Getting you talking about everything under the sun, from politics to profiles in Christian courage. This is Griff Jenkins filling in for the Brian Kilmeade Show, having a blast. Brian out. I'm trying to fill his shoes. But boy, it is so cool to be able to sit in this studio in New York City and have Senator Tim Scott come and sit down with us and talk about the issues of the day, whether it's debanking, and he's the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, so this is an issue that's going to play out. I may be in a couple weeks' time talking about that on Capitol Hill as a reporter, who knows? But getting down to talk to him about his new book, One Nation Always Under God, is really fascinating because it's just a collection of profiles in Christian courage from, as he and I, you heard, we were just talking about Dorothea Dix, who revolutionized how America deals with mental health, but also going all the way back to abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison, who faced an angry mob trying to destroy his newspaper, his faith, getting him through that, and Eddie Rickenbacker, an aging World War II ace pilot who stepped up to command soldiers stranded in the Pacific in 1942. I meant, by the way, to congratulate the senator on his one-year anniversary. He posting with his beautiful wife a happy anniversary to social media. I feel bad now I didn't do that. Gonna do that next time. And I also wanted to, it's amazing, you know, time really does fly when you're having fun here. I wanted to ask him about President Trump was asked by our own Peter Ducey the question that many are wondering, which is, who will President Trump hand the MAGA torch? Will he anoint his successor? President Trump, of course, has said he's not looking to run for a third term, and there's the issue of the fact that the Constitution doesn't allow him to do that. But who would he pass the torch to? Would it be J.D. Vance, his vice president, or maybe someone else? Here is President Trump at the White House talking with our colleague Peter Ducey. Cut 24.
You said this morning that you probably won't be running for a third term. This weekend, Secretary of State Rubio said that he thought J.D. Vance would be a great nominee. You could clear the entire Republican field right now. Do you agree that the heir apparent to MAGA is J.D. Vance?
Well, I think most likely, in all fairness, he's the vice president. I think Marco is also somebody that maybe would get together with J.D. in some form. I also think we have incredible people, some of the people on the stage right here. So it's too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job, and he would be probably favored at this point.
And that is what I had hoped I would have remembered to play for Senator Tim Scott, to say, okay, what do you make of it? Is it Vice President Vance that's going to be anointed? And what is President Trump? Let's try and decipher that a little bit now. Of course, Senator Scott was at one point in the primary running for president way back when. He understands a little bit of how this works. And I think President Trump obviously did say the most important part out there, which is it's way too early out there. But, you know, I think that, you know, the fact that President Trump, and it's not an opinion, I'm just sort of making an observation, that President Trump mentioned Marco Rubio's name so quickly in the same breath as the obvious heir apparent J.D. Vance is very telling. At the very least, it just suggests that we've come a long way from the campaign days of Trump calling Senator Rubio Little Marco. Now he is a Secretary of State, among other things, doing remarkable things, delivering actual results. And you see, you know, him going after not only dealing with major international issues, but also now they're taking a look at the international visas at Harvard and other areas, and just taking on an awful lot of responsibility. Who knows? Would they work together as President Trump was sort of hinting at there? I'm not sure that one ticket is got enough space for two men with tremendous egos, if we're being honest about it. And you know, would one want the other on the ticket as the running mate in a situation where one might overshadow the other? I don't know. Who knows? But one thing I can tell you as another observation, the early on speech when Vice President Vance went to Munich to put European nations on notice that this socialist way is not going to sustain. You need to undo your own errors. Otherwise, you will perish on your own decisions. Those are major, major proclamations. And I think there's no doubt that President Trump certainly put him on that stage. That was no mistake there. And it certainly wasn't banishing your vice president to the border czar amid the worst border crisis in the history of our nation, which is what they did with Kamala Harris. I'm Griff Jenkins on the Brian Kilmeade Show on the greatest radio show in America.
Little Marco.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters.
not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.